If you're in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
May I have an amen? An Alpha Male Entertainment Network greeting. Slight change here on the Cigar Dave Show. We'll get to that in just a few moments. But we are coming up to my favorite time of the year. College football has begun. There will not be a Saturday between now and the end of 2018 where there will not be a football game on a Saturday. The National Football League starts in just a few weeks. September, National Bourbon Heritage Month. We celebrate American spirits and whiskeys. Then we go right into October. Cigar Oktoberfest. Pairing great beers and great cigars. And before you know it, we'll be doing our year-end sparkling wine and champagne tasting maneuver show. Hard to believe, but 2018 rolls and marches along. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make masculinity great again. MMGA. Screw the enemies of pleasure and screw the enemies of plastic. And we will get to that in just a few moments. But as always, I remind you, make sure you follow me on social media. That is, of course, unless I'm shadow banned for who knows. There could be Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. We've heard that they've gone after conservatives. But maybe they're going to go after those of us that are 100% USDA with a raging masculine alpha males. It could happen. However, in the meantime, be sure to follow us. Go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And I do prefer Twitter, but I've taken kind of a hiatus the last couple of weeks. Because I have been on a slight hiatus, and so wanted to just lay back, but we will kick into things here in the next week or so. Earlier this week, I'm sure you've heard this by now. I know you've heard it. I don't want to start the show on a political basis. And the reason that I'm going to start with Andrew Cuomo's comment is not for politics, because if it was said by a Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, Green Party candidate, I don't care who said it. I would criticize it. By now you've heard it, but I've got my take on it and my comments. So, Sergeant Steve, hit it, please.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
America was never that great. I wonder, was America never that great during World War I when we have to save Europe? Was it never great in World War II when we had to save Europe again? Was it not great during Operation Overlord, storming the beaches of Normandy? Were our American boys, who are some as young as 16, were they not great? Was this country not great for fighting the Nazis, for fighting and liberating a continent for freedom? Were we not great when there is a natural disaster, earthquake, tsunami, hurricane, whatever the disaster, are we not great when we're the first ones to send in aid and send in the ship, the USS ship, the it's called the USS Comfort? Are we not great when we go and help with countries with rescue efforts? We are great. And for him to say that is outrageous. And even his crowd started to kind of boo him on that. But I wanted to make that very clear. Sorry. Is America perfect? Absolutely not. Is any country perfect? Absolutely not. However, the great part of America is that when the time arises, when there is a time of need, whether it's for people in this country or around the world, we are the first to step up. And there's a reason. If we're not that great, Andy Como, if we're not that great, then tell me, why is it that there are hundreds of thousands of people, illegal aliens, that want to cross a border and come to this country? Tell me, Andy Cuomo, if we're not that great of a country, why is it that there are huge lines for foreigners to come into this country legally and become a citizen of this country legally? Tell me, if we are not that great, why is it that all these people want to come to the United States of America? I'll tell you why. Because we are great, and we are the greatest nation in the world. There could be a couple, just like anything, in any country, there can be a couple of duds, there can be a couple of bad apples. Happens in every country. Happens in every business. Happens in every profession. But sorry, Andrew Cuomo, America, for you to say America was never that great, are you ever wrong? Nice tilt to the left. And as I said, didn't want to start the show on a political basis. I could care less who said that. Whether it was a Democrat, Republican, ultra-conservative, ultra-left-winger, makes no difference. But sorry. This five-star general says America is great. And by the way, we are coming to you from a classified location. We have moved the Ford Theater of Operations, Command Center Alpha, classified location somewhere on the North American continent. Can't tell you where, but needless to say, I am in constant satellite communication with Command Center Alpha back in the Cigar City of Tampa. And as I always tell you, the five-star global alpha. And by the way, I just, as I was thinking about this, we've got a great core of listeners, cadre of listeners down in Australia. Lieutenant Aristotle, big change of government in there. Their prime minister ends up kind of getting sacked by somebody within his own party. So lots going on down there, and I had the chance to listen to what is happening down in Australia, way down under. All right. Now, as you know, I am one of the founding members of PETA. People Eating Tasty Animals. And I must tell you that I'm very proud of the fact that I eat quality dead animal products, whether it is steak, whether it is whether they're ribs, whether it is chicken, whatever the dead animal product is, throw it on the grill. You absolutely cannot go wrong. Well, PETA is up to it again. First of all, this week, PETA came after Barnum's Animal Crackers. Now, I don't know about you, but I have not thought about Barnum's Animal Crackers in probably, I don't know, 30 years. It's not something that's at the top of my mind where I wake up saying, those poor animals on the box of the Barnum Animals Cracker Box, they are behind cages. I assure you, never once in the last 30, maybe 40, I don't even, 50 years have I even thought about it. Have I said, geez, those poor animals, the lion and the tiger and the polar bear and the buffalo or the giraffe, those poor animals are behind fictitious cages on the box of Barnum's Animal Crackers. Never once. Well, PETA has been after Barnum's Animal Crackers, Nabisco, for umpteen years, getting them to change to a cage-free redesign. And Barnum's Animal Crackers has changed their design. Now, I like the new design, I will tell you that. But for them to acquiesce to PETA is absurd. Screw PETA. Who cares what PETA has to say? People Eating Tasty Animals. Well, excuse me, there are two PETAs. I'm on the better PETA, People Eating Tasty Animals. And then you have this other wacko group, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. But for Nabisco to acquiesce, to free, and they say they freed the animals from the cages on the box. It's nothing more than a box. It is ridiculous that PETA would actually go after that. Now, I understand if PETA says, look, you know, okay, in certain zoos, we'd like animals to roam a little bit more. I get that. But for a box of animal crackers? They're not even real animals, PETA. Did you not get that memo? But apparently, Nabisco acquiesced. And wait, there is more. There's a billboard that was put up by PETA in Baltimore, Maryland, where I used to reside after college for 3 years. Great city, love living downtown Baltimore. But if you live in Baltimore, you pronounce it Baltimore. Great town. It is by far the steam crab capital of the world. I remember the first time when I was living down in Baltimore, some friends invited me over. I'd just been there maybe, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks. So there on a weekend, and some friends that I had met called me and said, come on over, we're doing a kind of like steam crab Sunday. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I came over. Now, I'm used to eating lobster. I've never had these steam crabs. This is when I was, right out of college, 21, 22, something like that. And they show me, they take a whole pile of these crabs, and they stick them in a big pot. They boil them, and they put Old Bay seasoning all over them. And then they bring them out, and they dump them on this giant tray. And then they have picnic tables that are all covered with this brown paper. And they take an entire tray, about 60 of these crabs, and they dump them on the table. And I'm like, what the hell? Again, I'm used to a lobster. You know, you have maybe one lobster, two lobsters. You pull the lobster apart. You get nice succulent meat. Well, crabs are very different. A lot of work involved in steamed crabs. I had no clue what I was doing. And luckily, one of the friends said, here, let me give you if you're going to be a Baltimorean, you got to learn how to properly eat steamed crabs. And he showed me exactly how to do it. You take the top shell, how you take, you know, you don't want to eat what they call the mustard, which is kind of like the guts. It's this yellow stuff, not good. How to get the best meat out of the claw, how to get the jumbo lump crab meat from the back fin. Went through it. Now, it took me a few months to kind of get it down, and now I absolutely have it down. So steam crabs are huge. Steam crabs to Baltimore are like chicken wings to Buffalo. It would be like, I guess you could say, probably tacos to California and Mexico. It would be like lobster in Maine.
Like Skyline Chili in Cincinnati.
Okay, Sergeant Steve, yes. Skyline Chili in Cincinnati. And by the way, I still have to eat... take you to lunch for Skyline Chili.
Yes, we need to do that.
That was part of our bet. If Cincinnati won, remember, the Bills had to win, beat the Miami Dolphins. If Cincinnati beat Baltimore on the road, I said, I will become a Cincinnati Bengals fan behind the Bills, and I will actually take you, Sergeant Steve, who's from Cincinnati originally, I will take you to Skyline Chili in Clearwater, Florida, and I will take you for lunch. So we will do that upon my return. But Skyline Chili to Cincinnati. Actually, Montgomery and ribs to Cincinnati, too.
That works, too.
That. Exactly. So when you talk about crabs, it's synonymous with Baltimore. I mean, everywhere you go, on every corner, steamed crabs. I don't care the restaurant, steamed crabs. I used to go to a place called Bud Polino's. Great place, just on East Lombard Street, east of downtown Baltimore. Fabulous. Well, PETA took out a billboard. They purchased a billboard in one of the... prime areas near the Inner Harbor, where you've got Phillips Seafood, Moe's Fisherman's Wharf, McCormick and Schmick's, Ocean Air Seafood, Bubba Gum Shrimp, you know, where they're all serving steamed crabs and seafood. And there is a giant billboard, and there's a crab on the right side of the billboard. And the text says, I'm me, not meat. See the individual go vegan. Well, what PETA is saying is crabs are friends. They're not food. That's what they're attempting to portray in this billboard. So they've got all these billboards near seafood restaurants in Baltimore, part of a nationwide campaign to get seafood off people's plates. And Tracy Ryman, the executive VP of PETA, said this, and I'm quoting, just like humans, crabs feel pain and fear, have unique personalities. How does she know? Has she talked to a crab? And value their own lives. PETA's billboard aims to give Charm City residents some food for thought about sparing sensitive marine animals the agony of being boiled alive or crushed to death in fishing nets simply by going vegan. The billboard's going to stay up until mid-September when the Baltimore Seafood Festival will be held. Here's how this billboard campaign is going to work. It's not. I assure you, there will not be one Baltimorean, not one Marylander, There will be not one person who resides in Maine or loves lobster anywhere in the country that will even give 1 millisecond to the thought of going vegan and giving up their beloved crab or lobster because of PETA's stupid billboard campaign. I'm me, not meat. See the individual, go vegan. I will guarantee you that will not happen. I love steamed crabs. I love lobster. I love stone crabs. October 15th, counting down the days until stone crab season in Florida. Love shrimp. There is no way in hell I would go vegan. There is no way in hell you would go vegan because of PETA's stupid billboard campaign. And give me a break. Crabs have unique personalities. How do they know? Please. It's part of the natural food chain. If you look in the jungle, you look in the wild, the bigger animals eat the smaller animals. The smaller animals eat the insects or the smaller lizards or other varmint that are out there. It's the natural food chain. That's how it works. And I'm wondering whether telling us to go vegan, don't lettuce and tomatoes and onions and peppers and wheat, Don't those plants have personalities? Don't those plants feel pain and fear? Don't those plants value their own lives? It is a load of poppycock. So good luck to PETA, because I can assure you, you are not going to change one person's mind in Baltimore or anywhere else in the country. If you love lobster, you love crab, you love seafood, no way in hell are you going to change. Good luck. They've just wasted, I think they put up 5 billboards. I don't know what it costs, but they've wasted every single nickel. Laughable. And we've got a picture that we will post at CigarDave.com and social media. All right, we will continue right around the corner. Much more Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuver conversation around the corner.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Fonseca Classic. This Dominican cigar from Quesada has a Connecticut wrapper. It's a mild to medium, well-balanced smoke, full of enjoyable flavors and aromas. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction, the result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
As the global alpha male and connoisseur-in-chief, I use my exceptional palate to select great cigars to present to you as a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, where every month you receive 3 cigars, unique cigars, differing tastes from different countries, different palate selections. But it's your opportunity to enjoy fabulous cigars each month. And for August 2018, I present to you the Fonseca Classic, the original cigar created in 1974 by Manuel Quesada. It is an oldie but goodie. And over the last 4 years, Mother Nature, between the temperature and between fermentation, has allowed the cigar tobaccos in the Fonseca Classic to be a little bit richer, so there's more flavor, more creaminess. An exceptional cigar, the Fonseca Classic. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. $22.95 per month, you get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. Go to CigarDave.com right now and join the Officers Club today.
Wait a
Males run on tofu. Alpha males run on meat. Steak, cigars, and Cigar Dave. The trifecta of pleasure.
And we also run on steam crabs, stone crabs, lobster, and any other meat product that ticks off PETA. It is a beautiful thing. All right, Nicaragua undergoing a lot of unrest. President Daniel Ortega and his wife, who is the vice president of Nicaragua, there has been massive civil unrest the last number of months. The Pan American Highway, which is a major transportation and shipping corridor, been blocked on and off. In fact, there have been numerous delays with cigars being shipped from Nicaragua, from many of the cigar manufacturers in Nicaragua, to the United States. Massive delays. We had some delays the last number of months because of our officers' club selections were coming from Nicaragua. We got them out towards the end of the month instead of right around the 15th to the 18th to 20th of the month, where we like to get these shipments out. But what has happened in Nicaragua is a complete disaster. No ifs, ands, or buts. Latest example, Nicaragua's annual Puro Sabor Cigar Festival, which has been going on the last, about 4 years, was just canceled until further notice. The Nicaraguan Chamber of Commerce, which has held the big Puro Sabor Cigar Festival, actually, I think it's the last 7 years. It's longer than that because I'm trying to remember. I think it's 2011, so about the last 7 years, says they are delaying the event for reasons beyond our control. What are those reasons? Simple, the civil unrest. And it all goes back to President Daniel Ortega, who did not win with a majority. He won with he won with 34% of the vote, something along those lines. And there's a lot of tension in Nicaragua, and Ortega, not popular to begin with. Well, the country's got all sorts of deficits and budget holes. Long story short, he ended up increasing the Social Security tax and cutting some their equivalent of Social Security benefits, so massive uprising. And, in fact, a number of cigar manufacturers were closed for multiple days. And a very, very difficult situation. In fact, a number of manufacturers have stopped, guys from the United States have stopped going down, or when they do, they are traveling with very heavy armed security. The new dates for the festival will be announced, as they said, and I'm quoting here, in due time. When that is, who knows? But they will be having a special Puro Sabor cigar event in Miami on January 26, 2019. So I will definitely head to that, where they will have all the Nicaraguan cigar manufacturers together. And I'm sure there will be an opportunity where probably at one ticket price, and you get samples of all the Nicaraguan cigars, and there'll be some speakers, and there will be some seminars and things along those lines. Nicaragua now, according to the U.S. Department of State, is at a level 3 travel advisory. Level 4 is the highest. So they issued that in April, discouraging travel to and from Nicaragua, urging U.S. citizens to vacate the country. Nicaragua was never like that. It was very safe, no issues, easy to go back and forth. Things have changed. Hopefully there will be regime change there as well.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, Cigar Right.
It's the Shasta County Mini Maker Fair. It's the open call for makers. So, what do you make? We're celebrating engineering, arts, crafts, science, technology, and do-it-yourself. Your chance to show off your work. Everything from robotics, electronics, gaming, sewing, blacksmithing, crafters, student projects, dance performers, 3D printing, music, performers, and much more. Application deadline is August 9th for the September 15th Maker Fair. Contact makers at MakerFairShasta.com or visit ShastaCounty.MakerFair.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In its zeal to declare as fraudulent all adult counseling for same-sex attraction, the California legislature may be on a collision course with the U.S. Supreme Court. You see, the Supreme Court recently declared unconstitutional California's law mandating pro-life pregnancy centers to promote abortion. In that decision, the court also rebuked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reasoning in their ruling which upheld California's ban on same-sex attraction counseling for minors. Well, Pacific Justice Institute agrees that this new bill for all adults, Assembly Bill 2943, will likewise ignore free speech and religious freedom as well.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
If your taste buds are craving a big, juicy burger, there's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit and credit card. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lake. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout-out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
One of the selections in the July 2018 Officers Club was the Particulares from Sindicato Cigars. This is a magnificent cigar. It's a very authentic Cubanesque type of cigar. The packaging, the dress boxes, just have that old world Cubanesque look. And Particulares, an original Cuban brand, now being made in Nicaragua for Sindicato. It is a 100% Nicaraguan puro, meaning the wrapper of the cigar, the binder of the cigar, and the filler of the cigar. All these cigar tobaccos are grown in Nicaragua. Made by the famed Tabsa factory in Nicaragua, the Fernandez family of Casa Fernandez. They use their own Aganorsa leaf, amongst the most sought after in the world. The wrapper is a shade-grown Corojo Jalapa from Nicaragua. The binder and filler also from Nicaragua. A very rich, very spicy cigar. Almost some hickory notes on this particular cigar. but a very meaty type of cigar. And it's definitely on the fuller-bodied side. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, it's definitely in the 8 to 9 category. And the Particulares comes, let's see, I think about three different sizes. And you're looking about $8 to $10 on average for the cigar. And I have just pulled out one of the Particulares. In fact, I have pulled out their Belvederes, which is 7 inches in length by 52, a beautiful double Corona. You don't see double Coronas very often. Nice large cigar, big ring gauge, nice length. Definitely get at least an hour and 20 minutes out of this cigar. The Particulares Belvederes is what I will enjoy today.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
You can hear in my right hand the self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine. Actually, this was given to me by Juan Lopez of Gurkha Cigars. They've got a new line of accessories, and this cutter is magnificent. I think they've got three different styles of these double-edged guillotine cutters. Absolutely incredible. Very slick, very sharp. Great design, of course. Kaizad Hansodia of Gurkha. When it comes to packaging and product design, best in the cigar industry without question. These cutters are beautiful. I think he said these cutters are in the $40, $50 category, worth every cent.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, for my travels, I've got a from the Cigar Dave Research and Development Laboratories. The guys in the white lab coats with the pocket protectors gave me a very small, very thin litation device. And this is not the kind of lighter, if you're going to have 10 guys smoking cigars, this is not the kind of lighter you want. But if it's one person or two people, very small, got one single jet flame, you can hear that, very elegant, it's got a nice rubberized finish on it. And this is good for at least, I would say, if you're going to light maybe three cigars, four cigars. So you definitely have to carry the butane tanks with you if you are going to use this more than, say, three or four times. But very nice way to light your cigar. Very cool, very elegant design. And again, I'm just sampling it. It's been working very, very nicely on my clandestine travels throughout North America.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. As about, this thing is sharp, this Gurkha double-edged cutter. Very nice. Perfect cut. I will now toast the foot of this Particulares cigar. And by the way, in addition to, as I toast this, as you can hear that, in addition to the Particulares, there we go, as I slowly toast the foot of this cigar, in addition to the Particulares, we also included a Sindicato Maduro, beautiful cigar with a San Andreas Moron Maduro wrapper, and a Cubico, brand new cigar. Now, it's been in limited release to about 30, 40 different retailers in the country, but it is set for release this coming January to all retailers that would like to carry it. However, you are one of the first in the country to enjoy the Cubico. Very nice cube-pressed cigar. But the Particulares, very nice. Let me just toast this a little bit more. Puff and rotate here. Oh, yeah. Major flavor. Nice maple. A little smokiness. Go on the foot of the cigar. Perfect. Light. Take a few puffs. Very nice. A lot of flavor. Definitely very robust. I'm definitely getting some, just a touch of sweetness, but definitely some, I'm trying to put a foot on it, almost a, like a little bit of a rich spice on it on the end, but very pleasant. So my Particulares is now lit. The litation portion of the litation and libation ceremony is complete, but we have 50% remaining.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Thoroughly enjoying this cigar right off the bat. Now, one of the distilleries that we featured, one of the spirits we featured, and distilleries at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo 2 weeks ago, was from Honey Eye Falls Distillery. They are located in central New York, central to western New York. They are just south of Rochester and just north of the Finger Lakes. And they have created some incredible spirits. We tried the Red Saw Rye Whiskey and their Red Saw Bourbon. Very spicy. A lot of rye content. But they also make three types of gin. The Flower City Gin, that Old Devil's Bathtub Gin, and their Devil's Bathtub Gin. And I have just pulled out a bottle of the Devil's Bathtub Gin. And they say it's a mischievous twist on traditional gins that has a balanced sweet and savory baking spice profile. Notes of cinnamon, nutmeg, clove, complementing juniper, coriander, and angelica, among other different spices and flavor ingredients. Got a warming, spicy top note, full mouthfeel, lingering sweet finish. So before I mix it with a gin and tonic with a twist, let me just take a little bit of this Honey Eye Falls Devil's Bathtub Gin and say cheers on that. Take a little sip. Wow, the aroma is fantastic. Ooh, very pleasant, very fruity, very just a lot of different cloviness type of aroma to it. Take a sip. Whoa. Ooh. That definitely has a full mouth feel. Sweet, but very warm finish. There are some major CDWF, Cigar Dave Warm Factor, on the finish there. Let me pour some of this in here. And now I'm going to take some tonic water. I'll put that in. Fantastic. We're going to mix that. Say cheers one more time. Put my little lime in here. That's nice. And actually, that goes very well with my particulares. Actually, that tonic just simmered down, that Honey Eye Falls Devil's Bathtub Gin. But this bathtub gin has won two awards. It won the San Francisco World Spirit Bronze Medal in 2017. And also last year, it won the American Distilling Institute Silver Medal. So this is a highly acclaimed gin from Honey Eye Falls Distillery, the Devil's Bathtub Gin. And we thank them for participating in the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo 2 weeks ago. I'll tell you what, that Red Saw Rye Whiskey, man, was that thing spicy, but very, very impressive. If you like a full-flavored whiskey, a lot of rye with that real spicy content, it's 85% rye, 15% malted barley in the mash bill. Very potent, very powerful. All right, so take another puff of my particulares. Very nice. Take a sip of my gin and tonic with the Honey Eye Falls Devil's Bathtub Gin. And I would say that I am certainly ready for additional pleasure maneuvers. In the second hour, we will be joined by a longtime friend, Lee Corso, college football game day analyst of ESPN, who will give us the college football preview. We'll review some coaches in the hot seat, some new coaches. We'll look at all the conferences, some predictions. We'll have some. We always have fun with Lee Corso, who loves his cigars. In fact, every time we get him on, I don't even have to call Lee anymore to say, hey, Lee, by the way, listen, I want to get you on the show in the next couple of weeks. He calls Sergeant Steve while we were in Buffalo 2 weeks ago. The phone rings. It's a Saturday morning. It's about an hour before the show. Lee Corso saying, hey, General, listen, when do you want me on? Got to get those cigars. Loves the cigars that we send him. Loves coming on. He's based in Orlando, just down the street from the Cigar City, and just a great guy. We always have good times with Lee. So we will be joined by Lee Corso, top of the hour, entire hour spending on college football preview. And Sergeant Steve, we're working on a special guest for our National Football League preview next week. Do we have him lined up yet?
It's not confirmed yet, but we will get it done.
We will get it done. Big name and very well-renowned in scouting and in football. And I've listened to him for a long time and read his gone to his website and read his scouting reports. So hopefully we will have that nailed down, which I believe we will. So Sergeant Steve, you're pretty good buddies with this scouting expert.
I am. That's why I'm confident we'll get it done.
Absolutely. So we look forward to having him on. We'll tell you more about that. We'll just tweet it out during the week once that is done. But Lee Corso will join us in the next hour as we talk college football. College football began two nights ago, Thursday night. I don't know if any of you watched the first games. They weren't any big barn busters. But nonetheless, college football is back and beginning today, Saturday, August 26th. Until the end of the year, there will not be a Saturday without some form of college or pro football. As Lee Corso would say, life is good.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook news feed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water in Buffalo. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold. All three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florado wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well...
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served Hungry Appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Redding landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Redding.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Robin Leach, wishing you champagne wishes and caviar dreams on your private yacht, your private plane, or your private mansion anywhere around the world on TV's Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I do a pretty good Robin Leach impression. And I have the opportunity to meet Robin Leach several times over the last, I don't know, five years or so, as he resided in Vegas. And after his TV show, he was a well-known Las Vegan resident and was involved in hospitality in Las Vegas. And actually was a cigar connoisseur, enjoyed an occasional cigar, used to come to the Cigar Retailers Convention. In fact, I think we had him on the show very briefly. He was passing by where our stage was set up, and we brought him on very, very briefly. In fact, I also met Wayne Newton that same day. I think I got a picture of Wayne somewhere, he and I. I'll break that out. But Robin Leach is actually a very pleasant guy, fun guy. Sad to report that he has passed away at the age of 76. He actually would have been 77, I believe, next Wednesday. He suffered a second stroke Monday. He was in hospice care. He'd been hospitalized since November 21st after suffering a stroke in Cabo San Lucas, according to a columnist. And his family came out and said that funeral arrangements are going to be announced. But Robin Leach, I'm Robin Leach, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I mean, that voice, that show was big in syndication for, geez, got to be at least 10 years. In fact, everybody, you remember that line. Wishing you champagne wishes and caviar dreams, I'm Robin Leach. Hard to believe that Robin Leach, 76, would have been 77. So rest in peace, Robin Leach, and hopefully you will be seeing many of those people that you enjoyed on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. And as I take my glass, I will toast to you, wishing you champagne wishes, caviar dreams, and great cigar aroma pleasure. All right, take a sip here. Robin Leach. All right, let us move on here. And by the way, in just a few moments, top of the hour, we'll be joined by Lee Corso, college football game day analyst of ESPN, our annual 2018 college football preview. Cannot wait to get into it. We'll spend the entire hour. Let's face it, those of us that are alphas, we love our cigars, we love our grilling, we love our steaks, we love our spirits, we love our pleasure, we love our golf, our travel, we love our sports, and we love football. College football, pro football, 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 great time of year. Now, we've told you about the straw police. Straws now are an enemy of civilization, an enemy of America, enemy of the world, an enemy of the environment, all because one young kid who did a report, some school report, that had no basis in fact whatsoever, stated that there are, I don't know, 5 million straws or 200, who knows, some cockamamie crazy number, saying there are all these straws used every day, something like 300 million cigars a day, and that they're all being tossed into the oceans, which is not true. In fact, the waste that is being tossed into the oceans are coming from primarily Asia. Those are the culprits. Not in the United States, not Canada, not other parts of the world, primarily from Asia. And by the way, there are, what, 350 million people in America? You're telling me that there's 300 or 350 million cigars consumed every day? Not true. I mean, straws. What did I say, Sergeant Steve? Oh, I said cigars. Sorry about that, straws. Hey, listen, I'd like 350 million cigars to be consumed a day. That would be a beautiful thing. The aroma would be fabulous in the country. But straws. So this week, I've got to notice, I've gone to numerous restaurants. I was out to lunch, what was it, yesterday and the day before. Actually, 3 days in a row. And for 3 days in a row, I've ordered an iced tea or club soda. And I use those little, the Stevia-flavored water enhancers in those things. Kind of create my own lemon-lime soda without all the fake NutraSweet and Splenda and all that other nonsense. And the glass comes, and there's no straw. So I said, excuse me, can I get a straw? They're like, oh, yes, yes, yes. And then the second day, second restaurant, same thing, no straw. So I said, listen, I want to be politically incorrect. I want a straw. I said, are you withholding straws? She said, well, actually, we've switched to paper straws, but we're only giving them out if people request them. So this is now the latest nonsense that we are seeing from the enemies of pleasure, from the environmental wackos, the wackadoodles, that all of a sudden straws now are contraband. And by the way, those paper straws, within 15 minutes, the thing started to get soggy and clogged up. I'd ask for another one. And then yesterday while I'm at lunch, my iced tea comes, no straw. So I'm having fun with it. I'm telling the waitress, I said, look, I like to be a terrible environmentalist. I want to do my part to pollute every single landfill and every single ocean in the world. Please bring me more than one straw. She's like, we only have one beverage. I go, bring me like three or four. I want to use, between sips, I'm going to change straws. I'm being a rebel now because this is absurd. And again, it all revolves around some nonsensical kids' report stating that there are 350 or 400 million straws being consumed every day and they're all ending up in the oceans. It's nonsense. But just remember what the Nazis said. If you tell a big enough lie and tell it often enough, people will believe it. Just like we saw Al Gore. The earth has got a fever. By 2015, the earth is going to be, all the glaciers are going to be melted. The coasts are going to be overrun. You won't be able to walk. There's going to be 3 feet of water everywhere you go. Well, guess what? We're in 2018. That has not happened. And what is the latest assault on plastic? Where are the plastic police targeting next? Plastic bags. The largest supermarket chain in America, Cincinnati-based Kroger, has announced that they will ban the use of plastic bags at its grocery stores by 2025. They're going to be transitioning from single-use to reusable bags to, quote, better protect our planet, according to Kroger's CEO. And what they want to do is they want to go to these bags where these reusable bags, and you see them now at supermarkets. They're $1 or $2. And I see, I tell you, you can pick these people out. These are like the Birkenstock wearing hippies. They like the women don't wear any makeup. You know, they've got underarm hair all over the place. They don't use any form of deodorant or antiperspirant. Their hair is just like prematurely gray. They look like they're about 140 at the age of 21. And you pick these people out, and they bring their little bags. Well, a study not that long ago, I read about this about a year ago, found that those reusable bags are loaded with bacteria and other sorts of germs. So I don't want to use a reusable bag. So they're going to sell the bag, but if you request, they will have paper bags. Now, I've got to tell you, now we see this with straws. Now it's going to be bags. What's next? Come on, there's no way that after straws and paper bags, there's anything else for these environmental wackos to go after, right? Not so fast, my friend. Now we've got the Balloon Brigade. They've gone after plastic straws. We're seeing an assault on supermarket plastic bags. Well, now there is an attack on balloons, where these environmentalist wackos now are saying all the pieces of the balloon that fall back to Earth can be deadly to seabirds and turtles that eat them. They're saying colleges have to stop releasing these balloons for football games, and anybody having a meeting or a convention, they've got to just stop it because it's now being, they're ending up and killing wildlife. Now, if you launch all these balloons in an arena, an indoor arena, how are wildlife eating these balloons? Again, it's the environmentalist nutcases. Their lives are so miserable, they have to come after your straws, your balloons, your paper bags. Well, I have made a vow I'm going to use more paper straw or more plastic bags, more balloons, and more straws in the upcoming year. Hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show with Lee Corso in our college football preview.
The word rebuild, Merriam-Webster defines it as to make extensive repairs to, reconstruct, to build again after being damaged or destroyed. It's a word we're hearing a lot in the North State, and many people not only are rebuilding their homes, but rebuilding their lives. Palomar Builders has been part of our community for over 30 years, and Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders are announcing a very generous new offer. $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Your $15,000 can be used towards closing costs or upgrades. It's just one of the many ways Palomar Builders is showing their support of our community in these toughest of times. So through August 26, receive $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Again, you can use it for closing costs or many, many upgrades to your home. If you'd like more information, simply find the Palomar Builders page on Facebook.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. Current and former politicians are beginning to react to the death of GOP Senator John McCain.
From the White House to Capitol Hill and beyond, past and present officials are remembering the war hero, presidential candidate, and U.S. Senator. President Trump expressed his deepest sympathies and respect. Former President Obama said McCain showed us what it means to put the greater good above our own. McCain's fellow Arizona Senator Jeff Flake said the world has lost a hero and a statesman, describing McCain as a wonderful friend. And McCain's 2008 vice presidential running mate, Sarah Palin, said today we lost an American original. Greg Clugston, Washington.
National Weather Service dropping all warnings for Tropical Storm Lane, saying it's now moving away from Hawaii, heading west into the Pacific Ocean. The storm is currently packing winds with gusts to 50 miles an hour, but those are expected to weaken over the next couple of days. The death of missing college student Molly Tibbetts, allegedly in the hands of an undocumented immigrant, now playing a big role in the upcoming Iowa midterm elections.
Conservatives in Iowa are scrambling to gather at least 1,500 signatures to add the name of a local attorney to the ballot to challenge incumbent Attorney General George Miller, a Democrat currently running unopposed. Organizers say they need a candidate who will crack down on people living in this country illegally. A Mexican farm worker living in this country illegally has been charged with Tibbetts' murder.
Wally Hines reporting. Pope Francis in Ireland and is facing a lukewarm reception and scattered protests on his trip to the Emerald Isle. Even his vow to rid the church of the scourge has been dismissed as a disappointment by some of Ireland's wounded victims in the priest sex abuse scandal. This is the first trip for a pope since 1979. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
U.S. Navy formally reestablished its second fleet at a ceremony aboard an aircraft carrier in Norfolk, Virginia.
The event officially intensified the military's focus on the North Atlantic, where Russian ships and submarines operate with a frequency not seen in 25 years. The change is mostly organizational. It revives a command that's dedicated to overseeing American warships as they deploy between the U.S. East Coast and the Barents Sea off of Norway and Russia. The revived fleet also reflects a broader change in U.S. military strategy. The nation's primary concern is shifting from terrorism in the Middle East to America's growing competition with Russia and China. Keith Peters reporting.
Authorities say nearly 100 pounds of cocaine has been seized from a Delaware port where it was hidden in boxes of pineapples headed to New Jersey. Cocaine had a street value of more than $7.6 million. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Officials in Yellowstone National Parks don't plan to capture or kill a bear that injured a 10-year-old boy visiting from Washington State.
Tracks show the bear was a female with at least one cub. Park officials said Friday the bears were likely foraging and were surprised by the family of four. They say the female grizzly was defending its cub. The attack happened Thursday on a trail near the Old Faithful area. Park officials say the bear chased the boy, knocked him down, and bit his backside. The bear left when the boy's parents used pepper spray. Patrick Voss reporting.
Bulgarian authorities say a tourist bus flipped over on a highway near Sofia, killing at least 16 people and leaving 26 others injured. Police say a bus carrying the tourists on a weekend trip overturned and fell down a side road 66 feet below the highway. The accident happened around 5 o'clock. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR. KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Not only can I smell the aroma of my fine cigar, but I can smell college football around the corner. And in the first hour, I incorrectly stated that college football had already begun. I was incorrect. Remember, an alpha can admit when he is wrong. College football begins this coming Thursday, August 30th. Three different games. Purdue Northwestern, Texas A&M versus Northwestern State. Oh, boy, that'll be a barn burner. And UConn-UCF. Actually, that one at 7 p.m. I will watch. And with college football, it is our tradition that we have a longtime friend and one of the great names in college football, Lee Corso. Not only is he a college football aficionado, he is a cigar connoisseur as well as being a fellow Florida resident and great guy. So we will spend the entire hour college football preview front and center on the Cigar Dave Show. And we welcome you back without any further delay. Sergeant Steve, let's hit that ESPN college football game day music. We want to get Lee Corso pumped up, amped, ready for our college football preview. Lee, greetings. Have we gotten you in the mood for your first broadcast next week at Notre Dame?
Absolutely, Dave. I can't tell you how excited I am about the football season, but most of all, I'm excited about being on the Cigar Dave Show, radio show.
Lee, I've been thinking about this. We've gone back. I met you. I want to tell the story how we met. Do you remember how we met?
No, I have no idea.
I saw you on a street corner, like looking at hitching for a ride, and I said, hey, the guy looks a little suspicious, but I'll pick him up anyway. No, the truth was, you remember
that's
when... No, this is going back, I think, about 21 years ago. I tell you what, it's 21 or 22 years ago when ESPN was opening their ESPN club in Disney. And I got invited. You were there. I remember meeting Brett Musburger. I mean, Nancy Dellum, the fabulous sports babe, was there. All the big names from ESPN and ABC were there.
Yeah.
You were there, and I didn't get a chance to see you during the party. I saw you, but you were, obviously very popular, everybody talking to you. It was a very crowded party. I'm leaving. I'm walking back to my car, and I see this guy in his boxers and a T-shirt on the second or third floor balcony smoking a cigar, and I look up. It's Lee Corso. I yelled up to you, and I said, Lee, you remember that?
Yeah, I do now. Holy mecca, that was funny. I do remember that. You caught me smoking my cigar at Disney.
I did. And you're and I look up and I said, Lee, I do a show and I've got to get you on. And you're like, no problem. You yelled your number to me. I literally wrote it down and I called you. And I think you've been coming on the show now like 19 years. So it's been a long time. It's hard to believe. And you keep getting better with age, Lee, because I'll tell you, you are, without question, the star of ESPN College Football Game Day between the personality, between the young kids. I mean, these 18, 19, 20-year-olds. I mean, you've got groupies, Lee. It's incredible.
Thank you, Dave. I tell you what, I enjoy this show more than any show I do is being on with the Cigar Dave Show because I get a chance to talk football, and it's right now starting soon. That's exciting to me.
Exactly. Now, Lee, let's talk about your yearly regimen because you have a protocol that you go through where you basically kind of hole yourself up and really spend a lot of time analyzing not just the games you're going to do, but you analyze almost every team and every player in the country.
Yeah, I do. I go away on a retreat for about 3 days like a monk. I don't talk to anybody. I don't see anybody, no phones or nothing. I just take my football material and read it over and over again. And I've already done that 2 weeks ago, and it's really a great thing because I can concentrate on football without the outside world bothering me.
So, Lee, as we look at college football, before we get into looking at the bowls and looking at the teams and the coaches, we've got to talk about two big stories going on right now. The first one, without any question, is Urban Meyer at Ohio State, suspended for three games. And then also there's a Maryland football scandal because their head coach, D.J. Durkin, now also suspended because there's some issues on how they've treated their players. What is going on in those two programs, Lee?
Well, basically, it's not very good because it seems like that both coaches, I'm not for sure, but both coaches prostituted their integrity to get a job, keep their jobs. And that, once you do that, let me tell you something. Once you prostitute your integrity, you can't do that, not to get a job or to keep a job. And it seems like that it has happened in both cases, that both coaches did something wrong. Now, Urban Meyer has got a three-game suspension. That's a slap on the wrist.
You're right.
I don't know all the details, but I tell you one thing. That will linger on forever for him. They'll always remember him as a guy that would put on his probation. Because I tell you what, his enemies will never forget that and bring it up all the time.
Well, and I'll tell you, a lot of alum at University of Florida that loved him when he was winning, when he left, he kind of really wore out his welcome at Florida.
Well, they didn't like the fact that he said that he had these tremendous health problems, and that's why he had to leave. And then one year later, he goes to Ohio State. And while he was there, I read an article. I think 31 players while he was there was arrested. While he was in Florida, that's not good.
That's unacceptable. Look, I get there's pressure to win at the collegiate level, but ultimately the job is you want to graduate players, you want to run a clean program, and you can't treat players today like players were treated back. Even when you played way back, I mean, you look at Bear Bryant and the way that they had that one summer camp where they made a movie about it that was really a torturous camp. You can't do that these days where you can't withhold water and other, when it's hot outside. And you can't talk to players the way they did 40, 50 years ago. The game has changed that way.
First of all, it's changed for the better. It's
right.
Got to be like that. I tell you what it's done, and it's social media. Now a coach can't do anything. He doesn't want to be known all over the place. Social media is the number one thing in college football. It's changed. For the good, I say. For the good. And if it's used right, it's good for the keep coaches straight. I tell you one thing. You can't treat players like you used to treat them because of the fact the social media is there.
Right, absolutely. And, in fact, if I'm not mistaken, didn't D.J. Durkin, wasn't he a coach under Urban Meyer at Florida?
He could have been. But,
he was an assistant. Yep, he was an assistant. Just checked it. Yep.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. because your assistants are their own people going on. But I it doesn't look good, just basically.
All right. Well, college football kicks off next Thursday. Lee Corso of ESPN College Football Game Day is our guest for our college football preview on the Cigar Dave Show. And it all really, it starts next week and it culminates on January 7th, Lee, with the College Football National Championship, 8 p.m. on ESPN at Levi's Stadium out in Santa Clara, California. But before January 7th, there's a lot of football to play. And before we start looking at the college football rankings, let's take a look at some of the new hires, because there is a kind of a coaching carousel, as there is every single year. I'll tell you what, to me, I think the best hire by far was Nebraska, Scott Frost.
Very good. He's a good young man. He's a good football coach. He won at UCF last year. Now, the difference between him and some of the other coaches, Nebraska has high standards. Now, Nebraska's high standards were set with Tom Osborne and Bob Devaney, and they were set in the Big 12. That's a lot different than him being in the Big 10. Nebraska will be good under Scott Frost, and he's a hell of a coach, but they will never be as good as they have been with Devaney and Osborne because of the fact they're now in the Big 10, and it's a lot tougher playing those teams.
Well, you look at what he did at University of Central Florida, and Lee, you live in Orlando, so it's right in your backyard. How he took that program, and I think, what was it, 2 years to national prominence is really incredible. And, you know, just when I became familiar with him, obviously, last year when they were undefeated, and listening to him talk and just watching him during games and dealing with the media, he's really, I think, a great fit for Nebraska, not only because he's an alum, but, you know, I think he's the kind of coach that players want. He can easily recruit. Players want to play for him. He's a straight shooter kind of guy, not a flashy guy, but I think he's a great fit for what Nebraska needs.
He's a perfect clone of Tom Osborne, the coach he played for. And I tell you what, I think Scott Frost was one of the best hires, but I want to make sure you go understand this. Nebraska will ever be as dominant as he were when they were in the Big 12. That Big Ten is different players,
right,
different coaches, different teams than the Big 12.
All right, we go out to the Pac-10. UCLA hires Chip Kelly. I think Chip Kelly is more of a college football coach than he is a pro coach. I can't wait to watch their games.
What he did at Oregon was unbelievable. He changed not only the culture, he changed the way college football is being played. Chip Kelly, it will be successful at UCLA. The thing he's got to do, again, it's the same thing. He plays very good football teams in the Pac-12. And the fact that he's going to be a very, very, very good coach, UCLA gets good players. It's a perfect, beautiful campus, great academic institution. But I think he will be very, very successful at UCLA.
Now, your alma mater, Lee, Florida State, the Florida State Seminoles. I did not like the way Jimbo Fisher left. I thought it was classless, and I think the alum, and I know numerous big shot alums that said, you know what, we gave Jimbo Fisher everything he wanted. We got a little fed up with him. It was never enough. He wanted to go, and they bring in Willie Taggart, who came from Oregon 1 year before that. He was at the University of South Florida, had a tough time, tough number of years at USF, but he turned that program around. I like Willie Taggart.
Well, he's a terrific hire. I think he was one of the best hires in college football. And he did a very, very smart thing. Willie Taggart turned to Bobby Bowden to get his influence back in the program. He's now incorporated some of Bobby Bowden's former staff and philosophies and traditions at Florida State. That was a brilliant move, and I think the most important move he made while getting that job.
I agree. Bobby Bowden is a legend. He's a great guy. I mean, what you see on television is the same you see in person. He really is just a down-to-earth, you know, just a country kind of guy. And how Jimbo Fisher, you know, it's almost as if Jimbo Fisher, I understand that, you know, you want to assert yourself over the program and you're, you know, Bobby Bowden was a legend. But the way he kind of excommunicated Bobby, I thought was in very poor taste. And bringing Bobby back, being part of this festivities, part of the program, I think Willie Taggart, home run right out of the gate. So that'll be interesting. All right, let's take a look. Oh, go ahead.
Home run. Definitely home run. The single most significant thing he did was to get Bobby Bowden back in the program.
Now, let's go from Tallahassee in the northwestern part of Florida down to kind of the west central part of Florida. University of Florida, the Gators, they go over to Mississippi State, and they hire Dan Mullen as their new head coach.
A terrific head coach. Great hire. Now, remember one thing. He took Mississippi State to about seven or eight straight bowl games, and that is tough at Mississippi State. He was a terrific coach there and built a program, especially at the quarterback position. I think he is going to be one of the best football coaches that are in the country. And remember, he was Urban Meyer's number one receiver, primary coach. So when you criticize Urban Meyer about producing another coach, you got to give him credit because Dan Mullen is just like Urban Meyer.
Well, and Dan Mullen, under his tutelage, there are a couple of good quarterbacks that he produced, Dak Prescott,
yeah.
Alex Smith. So clearly he's a coach that knows how to work with quarterbacks. Lee Corso, our guest for our college football preview, the co-host of ESPN's College Football Game Day, joins us. Let's take a look at Tennessee. Boy, they have had a once great program, has just been in a state of total disarray the last, I don't know, 8-10 years. They bring in Jeremy Pruitt. First, they go after Greg Schiano. That turned into a disaster. But they settle on Jeremy Pruitt, who comes from Alabama, who is Nick Saban's ace recruiter. How do you think he's going to do? First head coaching gig.
Well, I don't know how good he's going to do, but the reason they took him was Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart was a defensive coordinator at Alabama, and they took him to Georgia, and he built a program overnight. So they went through it, the same position, and now he's at Tennessee. I don't think he'll have the success at Tennessee that Kirby Smart has had. Kirby Smart is one of the best for young coaches in the country, and he's got it rolling now at Georgia.
He sure does. And we look at Texas A&M in the SEC. They bring in Jimbo Fisher. How do you think they're giving him everything? Boy, all the money in the world. They're giving him all the facilities, alum that are loaded to the gills. He's really got pressure to deliver a national championship, or otherwise he'll be a bust.
Well, remember, Fisher was complaining about Clemson. Clemson was doing this, and Clemson, he don't know what he's got into, boy. And his division, there's a ton of good football. Alabama, LSU, Georgia. The SEC is a heck of a lot different than the ACC. If he thinks it was tough competing against Clemson, wait till he starts against these other guys. Now, I tell you what, he is going to have a tough time. He'll build a program, and he'll get good. But now there's also been a controversy already about him. So you know, anytime you're getting that much money and you go expecting to win, there's a public eye on you. Then you better keep straight. If not, it's going to get out.
Now, the strangest college football hire that I think took place during the offseason was at Arizona State hiring Herm Edwards. Now, I think Herm Edwards is a great guy, he hasn't coached in the college level. Hasn't coached in 10 years, hasn't been on the college level since 1989. The athletic director, I think, is his former agent. You look at Lovie Smith, what a disaster that's been at Illinois. I don't see Herm Edwards turning that program around.
I don't either. I think Herm is one of the motivators, talks real good, and may recruit good. But that league he's in, he's a tough league. And I tell you one thing, in the state of Arizona, he's going to be really tough to compete against Arizona, where Sumlin's there. The coach was at A&M. They took him to Arizona now, and he's a very, very good coach. I agree with you. I don't think he'll be quite as successful as he hopes.
Now, Ali, let's take a look at some of the coaches that are – we've talked about the new hires. How about some coaches that are on the hot seat? I got to believe Urban Meyer has got to be on that hot seat. There's a website, coacheshotseat.com, and he's listed number one right now. But I got to believe that with what's gone on, he's got no room for error.
I think he's got to behave himself. There's no question about that. And their social media will constantly get on him. Remember one thing about coaches. They're really, everybody respects them a lot. And they're really with them. When they make a mistake, they never let them forget it. Example, Woody Hayes and Joe Paterno. Two of the best coaches that ever coached this game will always be remembered for things negative about him. That's the problem that Urban Meyer's got. His critics, the people that don't like him, will always be looking and watching him.
Now, two coaches that, well, one coach definitely you can see in the hot seat. The other one is getting a little lukewarm. Pretty big name, Jim Harbaugh over at Michigan. Everybody thought at Michigan he was going to come in and turn that program around in a year, and it's really been a disappointment so far for Wolverine fans. So he's on the hot seat, and I think Ed Orgeron, he's been on the hot seat. I like Ed Orgeron. I think he's a good coach. He's a great recruiter. I think you got to give him a little pass there. But, you know, some of these big programs, they just have no patience whatsoever. These guys come in, have to turn the program around, and if you don't do it within like an hour, they want you out already.
Jim Harbaugh is a real good football coach, but he rubbed a lot of people wrong. The reason he did things a little different. And when you do things different, it's really great if you win. But if you lose, they start to ridicule you. I think Michigan will be a big surprise this year because of Shane Patterson, the quarterback they got from Mississippi, will be a good quarterback and a great quarterback eventually. So I think Harbaugh will make it. And I don't know about Ed Orgeron. He's got the LSU people wanting more and more and more. Again, the LSU people are really difficult to see. They got rid of Les Miles. He beat everybody except Alabama, and nobody beat Alabama. So
right.
I don't know. It's a lot to do with the alumni and the head of the institutions.
All right, Lee, we've got about a minute and a half in this segment. Let's take a look at the preseason.
You forgot one guy I want to bring up. Joe Moorhead of Mississippi State. Joe Moorhead.
Okay.
He's the new coach of Mississippi State. I think he was the best hire of all the guys we mentioned. The reason he's a tremendous football coach at Penn State, and he was the National Offensive Coach of the Year assistant 2 years in a row, and he got that offense going, and he was a great coach at Fordham, at the University of Fordham. And that fact that Joe Moorhead, do you watch him? Mississippi State's not only got a good team, they got himself a good coach. We didn't mention him, and I want to mention him because everybody should remember Mississippi State this year will be a spoiler in the SEC West.
Lee, this is why we bring you on, because you are the college football analyst guru. Whatever I don't hit, you do, and that's why we love having you on, because you keep us straight. Lee Corso is our guest as we conduct our annual Cigar Dave College Football Preview. Lee Corso, extraordinary college football game day analyst on ESPN, and every week he dons one of the big mascot hats, probably the most watched part of college football game day. When we come back, we will take a look at the college football rankings. We'll get into the various conferences, and then we'll scout out some of the great games to be to put on your calendar for the 2018 season. I am the General. College football is around the corner.
The August selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is the Fonseca Classic. This mild to medium cigar uses a Connecticut shade wrapper, Dominican long fillers, and a Mexican binder for a smooth smoke from this classic cigar. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold. All three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around, from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched by Gurkha.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
That fight song sounds very familiar, especially being a Syracuse University grad. That is Down the Field, the Syracuse official fight song, written originally in 1914. It has stood the test of time. Lee Corso, college football game day analyst of ESPN, joins us for a college football preview. Lee, let's just get right to the chase. The Syracuse Orangemen go to win the national championship January 7th at Levi's Stadium. Let's just end it right here.
Not this year. Maybe next year.
We well, say that every year, Lee.
Yeah, that's why I say it. That's why I say it. You did. We said every year. Next year. Wait until next year. We'll kill them next year.
Next year, I'll tell you what, though. We've definitely lost, you know, Dick McPherson passed away last year. He was a legend, and I remember when I was a student there, he'd go and eat at the Varsity Restaurant, a pizza place. He'd intermingle with the students. He turned that program around, but, Lee, it took him about 4 or 5 years to really turn that program around, and he got Syracuse really into a prominent national power. They were top 10 under him, for a number of years. It all began with a big upset over Nebraska. But he was a great guy. I know you knew him. He was just a class act all the way.
McPherson was not only a great football coach, but as good a coach as he was, he's a better person. He was one of the nicest guys I've ever competed with. I coached against him twice, and he beat my brains out when I played at Syracuse. And he was not only a great person, but a wonderful human being. He's missed.
Yeah, he really is, and just I always said he should have never gone to the New England Patriots because he was revered in Syracuse. He ended up moving back to Syracuse after he left the Patriots and did a lot of college football analysis on the radio, but just a great guy all around, and that's what college football really misses, those kind of coaches. Now, Lee, and by the way, Dino Babers, I really like. I think he's going to do a good job at Syracuse. Going to take him time because that program was in the depths of disaster territory, but I really think he's a good coach, and give him time, and I like what he's going to do.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a look, Lee, at the top 25 rankings. It's a real shocker. Number one is Alabama, and number two is Clemson. Number three is Georgia. Shocking.
Well, you got to remember, in college football, success breeds success. It's not like the National Football League, which is designed for parity. In the National Football League, the worst teams get all the best players the next year. And right. If you're bad again the next year, you get better good players. But in college football, the teams that win are going to get the best players. And if they win again, they're going to get the best players. Success breeds success in college football. It's different than the NFL parity. And I tell you what, if people say to me, that's not good, well, let's go. Let's get some good teams in there besides it.
Well, and you look at like a team like Clemson. Clemson was not a top 10 power. If you go back 20, 25 years ago, I mean, they weren't one of the elite college football programs. But over the last maybe, 7, 8 years, they've really started developing an incredible program, and now once they start developing, all the money starts coming in, and they built incredible facilities, and they've got a very solid head coach.
Remember, the ACC was Florida State, State for years, and then now Clemson's moved in, and Florida State's taking a back seat. But I tell you what, the ACC is a good conference, but it's not one of the best conferences in the country.
No, I definitely would agree with you, but there's some great games. And I will say this about Dabo Sweeney. When they played Syracuse last year and Syracuse upset them, beat them handily, it wasn't even close. I got to give credit to Dabo Sweeney because he went into the Syracuse locker room afterwards. He asked to go in, and he shook the players' hands and just said, you guys beat us fair and square. And I thought that was a real classy move. And, in fact, the one receiver that really gave him fits all day, he went right up to them and shook their hands. And really, I just thought it was class all the way.
Well, that's the kind of guy he is. Now, Syracuse beat him 27-24 last year in a great game at Syracuse. This year, they go to Clemson. Watch out.
Payback. Oh, there's no question about it. It's a different story. No question. No doubt about it. All right, so we've got Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Wisconsin number four, which I think is kind of interesting, but people don't realize they've developed a great program over there. They've had some nice consistency. Then you've got Ohio State at five. University of Washington is now number six. Their head coach originally came from Boise State. I like him. Done a nice job with that program.
Oh, he's terrific. Washington's got one of the best teams in the country that nobody's heard about because everything is, remember, the Pac-10, Pac-12, over in the West Coast, the games are never seen in the East Coast. So people never see how good these teams are. But Washington's got a good defense, a great quarterback and running back, and a very good coach. But I tell you what, I think they're class of the West Coast this year.
Lee, not so fast, my friend. I stay up to watch all those Pac-10 games. I stay up to the wee hours of the morning during college football season because I don't want to miss anything. So I'm on top of it.
You know what? You know what I mean? You're one of the five people that do.
All right. As we take a look, number seven, Oklahoma now. Baker Mayfield goes number one in the pros to the Cleveland Browns, but they're still ranked fairly high, and they played in the national. I think they played in the national championship game, didn't they, last year? Yeah, it was Oklahoma and Alabama.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. They're not in the national championship game. They played in the Rose Bowl.
Oh, that's right, in the Rose Bowl. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they got beat by Georgia in overtime. And then, I tell you one thing. I don't think they're the class of the Big 12 this year. I think the surprise team in the country is going to be Texas. I like Texas. They lost to Oklahoma 2 years in a row, but by only a total of 10 points. They're very, very close. They got good young players, and Tom Herman's a terrific coach. And by the way, Tom Herman coached under Urban Meyer.
They're ranked number 23, but clearly, from what you say, they'll move up. We look out, round up. Let's see.
I don't care where they're ranked in the rankings.
Oh yeah, exactly.
I'm telling
you, makes no difference now.
Texas is good football,
and it's early. You know, you look at these rankings. You don't know anything until the game is to play. You know, the games start getting played because things can change. And we take a look. Let's just round it off here. You've got Oklahoma 7, Miami 8. Auburn 9, Penn State 10, Michigan State 11, Notre Dame 12, Stanford 13, Michigan 14, USC 15, TCU 16, 17 is West Virginia, 18 Mississippi State, even with a new head coach, 19 is Florida State, 20 is Virginia Tech, 21 is UCF, that's interesting, 22 Boise State, 23 Texas, 24 Oregon, and 25 LSU. But as we all know, Lee, you got to play the games because things can change once you get on that field.
And after listening to all those teams, there's going to be a test now by everybody. Tell me what you said.
Exactly.
I promise. It's so confusing. They don't remember what you say. Who is it, 21, 26? No. Let me tell you something. Football is a game that is played on the field, and it's going to be won by emotion. That's why there's going to be a lot of upsets. And the 21st teams you name are not going to be the same.
That's what makes college football great, because on any particular week, you can't have an upset.
Yes, very much so.
And usually, Lee, they come in waves. I mean, I remember the week that Syracuse beat Clemson. There were like two other huge upsets that weekend. And that's what makes it great, because everything changes and you never know. But ultimately, Alabama came out again. But by the way, Alabama lost their offensive coordinator, Brian Daboll, to my favorite National Football League team, the Buffalo Bills. He's now the offensive coordinator with the Bills. So be interesting to see how they adjust losing Daboll, who called a great game in the national championship.
He called a great game, but it was Saban's master stroke. They changed quarterbacks at halftime. They won the game. He took his number one quarterback and benched him and brought the kid from Hawaii in, and they won the game. That was one of the most memorable changes I've seen. It took nerve, and Saban was one of you guys that could do it. But I tell you what, that change might have been, I'll tell you what, I'm saying this now, it might have put Saban as the greatest coach that's ever coached college football. He's won more games now.
And he's a great coach, what's amazing is he did it at LSU, he did it at Michigan State, he's done it at Alabama, and to keep rebuilding like that and keep stocking up and lose. Remember, he develops these great assistant coaches, just like he was a great assistant coach, and he keeps losing them, and he keeps rebuilding. They don't miss a beat.
Yeah, he's missing six of them, six new coaches in Alabama this year. Anybody else? And Bobby Bowden said this. Bobby Bowden started losing at Florida State when he lost his top assistants. Now,
that's right.
Alabama keeps winning with him and without him.
All right. When we come back for our final including segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show, we will look at our conference previews And then we'll pick some key games to watch and mark on your calendars for the 2018 college football season. It is our college football preview on the Cigar Dave Show with our great friend Lee Corso, college football game day analyst on ESPN.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
As the global alpha male and connoisseur in chief, I use my exceptional palate to select great cigars to present to you as a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. For every month, you receive three cigars, unique cigars, differing tastes from different countries, different palate selections. But it's your opportunity to enjoy fabulous cigars each month. And for August 2018, I present to you the Fonseca Classic. The original cigar created in 1974 by Manuel Quesada. It is an oldie but goodie. And over the last 4 years, Mother Nature, between the temperature and between fermentation, has allowed the Cigar Tobaccos and the Fonseca Classic to be a little bit richer. So there's more flavor, more creaminess. An exceptional cigar, the Fonseca Classic. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. $22.95 per month. You get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. Go to CigarDave.com right now and join the Officers Club today.
If you're like millions of cigar buffs, you've enjoyed a love affair with Romeo y Julieta. Your passion has made it the world's best-known brand. Trusted to
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner. We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
College football preview continues with ESPN's Lee Corso. And the theme song you are hearing is the USC Trojan Fight Song. And the reason we're playing it, Lee, will you just refresh our memory who you picked last year to win the national championship?
I forgot.
Let me remind you, the University of Southern California. I think you thought John McKay was still coaching the team.
Yeah, I did. It's my fault. I forgot. Lapse of memory.
So, and I always say you could never go wrong. Just pick Alabama every year. You probably got about a 90% chance of winning it, right? But let's take a look at some of the conferences here real quickly here. First, let's start off with the SEC, arguably the best conference in the country. And when you look at the different rankings, first of all, the SEC rankings in the East, you're probably you got Georgia, which won it last year. They got to be the odds-on favorite to win it again this year.
Yeah, I think Georgia against Alabama in the SEC title game, and this year I'm picking Georgia to win the game. I think they're going to intercept a pass in the overtime and upset Alabama. So Georgia in the SEC.
All right, Auburn have any chance? Are they going to be decent this year?
Forget it.
If you say forget it, then I'm going with you. Let's go to the ACC, Lee. Let's just stop right here. The Syracuse Orangemen are going to win the Atlantic Conference. Let's just forget Clemson. They're weak.
Syracuse next year.
All right, so you got to look at Clemson, and then I think right behind them probably Florida State. But Clemson, without question, I mean, in the Atlantic Conference of the ACC, they're still the team to beat. Now, on the Coastal, could be interesting. I say you got Virginia Tech and Miami.
I think Miami wins it there. I think Clemson plays Miami in the ACC, and it's the Clemson defense is too tough, and they'll win that game.
All right, let's go over to the Big Ten. All right, in the East, you've got Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State. Boy, that could really be that could be a slugfest.
That is the best division of all football right there. They're really good. Well, I'm picking Penn State to win that, and I'm picking the other side, Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin will play Penn State in the Big Ten Championship, and Wisconsin will win. Wisconsin is an SEC team in disguise as a Big Ten team. Big, strong, fast, mean, Wisconsin.
Interesting. Let's go to the Big 12. What do you think about the Big 12? I mean, I think you probably got to be looking there. Oklahoma State, West Virginia.
Yeah, you named three teams. I'm thinking Texas.
That's right. That's your sleeper, Texas. Okay. All right, Texas.
I'm Texas to play Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship, and Texas wins it. They lost two times to Oklahoma by a total of 10 points, and they're ready this year. Texas wins it.
All right, let's go to the Pac-12. In the Pac-12 North Conference, I'm going with Washington Huskies, but Stanford right behind them.
Yeah, that's a terrific pick. And the other side of the league, I'm going with Southern Cal because they're a good football team, but they got a question at quarterback. Washington will win. I think Southern Cal, and Washington is the winner.
Well, I can tell you one team with no chance, Arizona State, so I'm not picking them. Let's go to the American Athletic Conference, the AAC. In the East, you got UCF and USF, Orlando and Tampa. I tell you what, that's going to be – I think USF could be the team there.
I live in Orlando. I'm picking Central Florida. You live in Tampa. You pick South Florida. That makes sense.
That makes sense. If we look at the West, you got Memphis and Houston and SMU, so that could be a slugfest. Now let's move over to Conference USA. In the East, I'll tell you what, Florida Atlantic, Lane Kiffin, the guy has done a marvelous job, no doubt about it.
He is terrific, and I agree. I think they're going to win. In fact, I'm predicting that Florida Atlantic will give Oklahoma all they can handle in the first game. They're a good football team.
Will he ever get a big-time college football gig again, do you think?
An athletic director that wants a winner will take him. He's got some problems in his fact that he's a little different, but he's a winner. And I don't know if he will or not.
He's kind of a problem child, Lee. We talked about that last year. Let's move over to the MAC. I'll tell you, the MAC plays some pretty good football if you watch it. And in the East, I got to go with the Buffalo Bulls. They've under their coach, they've really started to turn things around.
Yeah, they got a good football. That's a good pick. I'm telling you, the Mid-American is a tough conference and makes great players. And I tell you, I like Ohio University with Frank Solich as a coach.
Yep, and then if you take a look, Ohio is, also could be in contention. In the West, you've got Toledo and Northern Illinois. I'll take Toledo on that one.
I'll take Northern Illinois because they gave me a chance and I coached there.
You did? Northern I didn't Illinois. Know that. Before Louisville.
Oh, yeah. No. Before the Orlando Renegades, I was the coach.
Oh, before the Renegades.
Northern
okay,
Illinois.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And then as we look at the Mountain West, you've got Boise State, Wyoming in there, and Boise State
Boise
just
State.
Reloads every year. Yep. And then San Diego
Ed
State.
Show is Boise State.
All right. And then when we look at the Sun Belt, we're not even going to spend time on that because that's kind of a minor conference.
No.
But what
yeah.
I do want to do, Lee.
No.
I want to look at some key games. I mean, it starts off this year, week number one, next week. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I want to predict the championship game.
Well, wait. We're going to get to that. Okay. You want to predict? Okay. Championship game?
Yeah, I want to do
all
it right now.
Let's do it right now.
Clemson will play Washington in one game, and Clemson will beat them with a good game defense. I think Georgia plays Wisconsin in the other semifinal game, and that will be a slugfest. It's like two SEC teams. And I think Wisconsin's offensive line will win that ball game. And then Clemson against Wisconsin for the national championship. Now, everybody's going to say Clemson in their defense. But I tell you what, Wisconsin is an SEC team in disguise. They got the best offensive line in the country. They got a big running back. They can play great defense. I'm picking Wisconsin to win the national championship this year.
Okay, you're going on a limb. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go with the perennial favorite. I got to go with Alabama, although I'd like to see Wisconsin win it. I think that would be a nice change. All right, let's look at some key games here real quickly here. We got about 2.5 minutes to go, Lee. First up, you're Michigan at Notre Dame. College football game day will be there. That's going to be a good one to start off.
It would be a great defensive game. Sean Patterson from the Michigan quarterback could be the difference. But I like Notre Dame because I'm Catholic. No question. Oh. That's the only reason I'm picking them, but that's a good enough reason.
All right. Week two, this is going to be a good one. Clemson at Texas A&M.
Clemson is – I don't care where they play. They've got a good defense, a front line, and they'll beat Texas A&M.
All right. Week five, Ohio State, Penn State.
Penn State, Trace McSorley, remember that name, Penn State quarterback, Trace McSorley, I think is predict will win the Heisman Trophy. He has 75 touchdowns, and he's accounted for 75 touchdowns the last 2 years. He's 22-4 as a winner. I think they'll beat Ohio State at Penn State College.
All right, and just a week five, I'm going to just go some quickies here. Ohio State, Penn State, which you talked about. Week six, Texas, Oklahoma. You got Georgia, LSU,
Texas.
Week seven. Michigan State in week eight. Michigan at Michigan State. Clemson, Florida State, week nine. I mean, we got some great, just phenomenal matchups going on here, Lee. It's going to be, an exciting football season, no doubt about it.
It always is, and there's going to be some major upsets because college football is big, it's great because of those upsets.
All right. As you know, Lee, we always like to look at some college football and some names you not be familiar with. But real quickly, I've got to get your prediction. How do you think the UC Santa Cruz Banana Slugs are going to do this year?
Next year's the year.
Next year is the year for the Banana Slugs. All right. Hey, Lee,
they're going to play Syracuse for the national championship.
Beautiful. You can't go wrong. Lee Corso of ESPN, always fantastic to have you on. Cigar Dave, the General saying, Mayor Humidor, always be full. Mayor Cutter, always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. College football is around the corner. Life is good.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Arizona Senator John McCain, the war hero who became the GOP standard bearer in the 2008 election, has died at age 81.
The son and grandson of admirals, McCain was a fighter pilot in Vietnam who spent 5 years in captivity after being shot down. He moved on to serve Arizona in the House and then Senate and boarded the Straight Talk Express for a failed presidential nomination in 2008.
It's natural tonight to feel some disappointment, but tomorrow we must move beyond it.
McCain remained a force in the Senate, heading the powerful Armed Services Committee.
We are gambling with the lives of the best among us.
An aggressive brain cancer diagnosis slowed McCain in late 2017. By his own estimation, he'd spent 60 years serving the country.
I've tried to deserve the privilege as best I can.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Experts say Tesla could risk being fined for misleading investors after CEO Elon Musk changed his mind and now has decided the company will remain public after all. That after his tweet on August the 7th where he said he was considering taking it private. The episode may further erode the credibility of Musk, who for years has already failed to deliver on production and profitability goals. While all warnings have been dropped on Tropical Storm Lane as it moves away from Hawaii, heading west into the Pacific, NOAA meteorologist Steve Goldstein says its effects are likely to linger for a while.
Even after Lane moves off, a wet weather pattern is likely to hold through the first half of next week across the Hawaiian Islands, before a drying trend finally fills in towards the end of the week.
National Weather Service said as much as 10 more inches of rain could fall throughout the rest of Saturday. Democratic Party talking to TV networks about a series of presidential primary debates in 2019, an early start to the process. More at townhall.com.
Hugh Hewitt for Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone company in the nation that fights for your values. They partner with over 15 conservative organizations, like Gun Owners of America, the Heritage Foundation, the Susan B. Anthony List. Patriot Mobile takes a portion of your bill and contributes it back to these organizations. No extra cost to you. Support conservative causes you believe in and switch to Patriot Mobile's nationwide, super fast, super reliable network. Unlimited talk and text plans start at just $20 a month. Plus, you can save on select iPhones starting at only $4 a month. At this great value, one size doesn't have to fit all. Pick one that's right for you and your budget. They also have great deals on Android phones. Hurry, join Patriot Mobile. This offer is valid while supplies last. Also, make sure to mention the promo code HUGH to waive your activation fee when you join. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/HUGH. Again, patriotmobile.com/HUGH or 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Start making conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone.
Verizon is rolling out changes to service for firefighters and emergency responders.
In response to complaints from California state lawmakers about problems experienced by firefighters as they battled what became the largest wildfire on record in California, Verizon is making changes. Verizon says it has removed all speed cap restrictions for emergency workers fighting fires on the West Coast and for those in Hawaii responding to Hurricane Lane. And Verizon says it will lift restrictions for public safety customers when other disasters arrive. The Santa Santa Clara County Fire Department says internet communications at a wildfire command center were slowed by Verizon 3 weeks ago, impacting emergency communication data speeds. I'm Mike Rossia.
Influential British dancer, choreographer, and mime artist Lindsay Kemp, known for tutoring singers like David Bowie and Kate Bush during his career, has died. He was 80. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. An attorney says the sixth grader who tearfully left a New Orleans area Catholic school after she was told her hair extensions violated school policy might soon return to classes there.
James Williams said Friday that he will discuss the matter Monday with officials of Christ the King Middle School and the Archdiocese of New Orleans. Video of a dejected Faith Fennedy leaving the school in tears this week sparked anger online and charges that the school's policy forbidding extensions discriminated against black students. Williams won a restraining order on behalf of Faith and another student. It temporarily blocks the school from enforcing the policy. Patrick Foss reporting.
Visitors to Maryland's Eastern Shore are taking home a nasty, stinging reminder from their day at the beach. Media organizations are reporting that a type of small jellyfish nicknamed sea lice are hanging out in the surf around Ocean City Beach. More news, more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities, and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Owe it to it either. And Martha McCallum is in studio.
We had a
chance. We had a chance to talk before the show, and we're really getting along for a change. So before I talk to Martha specifically, as she gets ready for her show that starts in just 8 hours, let's go to the big three.
Now, with the biggest things you need to know, to the power of three, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
A body was discovered early this morning in a farm field southeast of Brooklyn, Iowa. The identity has not been confirmed. However, we believe it to be the body of Molly Tibbetts.
Molly Tibbetts of Iowa, found dead, and the killer, an illegal immigrant, who surveilled, chased, and killed her. Do you still think illegal immigration is a problem trumped up by the right? I never did.
Number two.
Paul Manafort sat stone-faced in a courtroom on the ninth floor as the judge announced he was guilty on 8 counts and that a mistrial had been declared on 10 others.
Paul Manafort found guilty on 8 counts out of 18, which were unrelated to his days with Donald Trump. Is lifetime in prison staring him with lifetime in prison staring him in the face? Is he going to cut a deal and play ball with Mueller? And can he even play ball? Is there anything there?
Number one.
Michael Cohen reaching a deal today with prosecutors in New York. The charges involving campaign finance violations being called a coordinated effort to influence the 2016 election won by his client. And Cohen telling the court the hush payments to two women before the election came at the direction of the, quote, candidate.
Longtime attorney Michael Cohen of President Trump pleads guilty on 8 counts and cuts a deal with prosecutors. Indications are he'll cause problems for the president. That's where we begin. Martha, busy show last night. Great show last night. A lot of
Thank you. Breaking news.
You have Lanny Davis on tonight, right?
Yeah, we do have Lanny Davis on tonight, who, of course, is representing Michael Cohen, who
you know, the thing that really stands out to me about Michael Cohen yesterday is that the prosecutors handed him that statement to say. And that was definitely the blockbuster moment of the Michael Cohen indictment and the Michael Cohen plea deal, I should say. That he, for the purpose of influencing the election, acted at the direction of the candidate to pay hush money. Okay? Whether or not that turns out to be illegal is still a question. I mean, this was not a jury trial. This is a plea deal. And the prosecution literally handed him that language, which Landon Davis said this morning, and told him that if you want this deal, this is what you need to say. So where it goes from here is whether or not that's truly a campaign violation.
Mr. Cohen held guilty to two campaign finance charges, both for the purpose of influencing the 2016 election. In addition, what he did was he worked to pay money to silence two women who had information that he believed would be detrimental to the 2016 campaign and to the candidate and the campaign.
Okay. Now, is that illegal? If you didn't use campaign funds, if it didn't go from Trump 2016, is that illegal? Well, evidently he refinanced his house, got a line of credit from his house, and makes the payments. Mike Avenatti gets involved in this. He's a lawyer for Stormy Daniels, and this thing begins to blow up. Michael Cohen does what he seems to always do, blow this case up and handle everything terribly. More from what Kuzami said, who is the deputy U.S. attorney.
Mr. Cohen sought reimbursement for that money by submitting invoices to the candidate's company, which were untrue and false. They indicated that the reimbursement was for services rendered for the year 2017, when in fact those invoices were a sham. He provided no legal services for the year 2017, and it was simply a means to obtain reimbursement for the unlawful campaign contribution.
So he went from 16, he did a lot, to 2017, the guy's president of the United States, doesn't have to do anything. So he put the wrong date down and has the money, but didn't say Stormy Daniels in parentheses.
You know, I mean, to me, this is almost like an insider trading charge. It's very difficult to prove campaign finance violations. We've seen this, you know, with the John Edwards case. You can also go back to some of the Clinton cases in terms of the Chinese influence and the money that was funneled into the election in 1996. So it's very difficult to prove that the intent was there for the campaign to pay for those hush money cover-up funds, right? I don't think anybody's too shocked at the underlying issues here. Michael Cohen is a shady character. Paul Manafort's a shady character. The president is a former real estate developer from New York City. Everyone knew going in that he surrounded himself with these characters, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, none of this is a shock. The fact that the president would cover up relationships with these two women. They both agreed to these financial deals, by the way. They were not forced upon them. They agreed to them and signed them. None of this is a big shock. Whether or not they would be able to draw a direct connection of a campaign finance violation, which would be exceeding the $2,700 limit, is the question here. And I think it's a pretty tenuous link.
So does Alan Dershowitz. Cut 21.
If the president had paid it directly, it wouldn't be a crime. The allegation here is that it was Cohen who paid it and made a campaign contribution, which he didn't report, at the direction of the president. And, of course, some stations are already playing the funeral music for President Trump. But this is much more complicated and much more nuanced. It really depends completely on the credibility of Cohen. And remember, as Judge Ellis said, when they squeeze people like Manafort or Cohen, they squeeze them not only to sing, but sometimes to compose. And it's very easy to embellish a story.
And he went on to say this about campaign violations, cut 22.
Violation of election laws are regarded as kind of jaywalking in the realm of things about elections. And there are so many of them. Every administration violates the election laws. Every candidate violates the election laws when they run for president. Usually they pay a fine, something like that happens. Here they're trying to elevate this into an impeachable offense or a felony against the president.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen are both currently being squeezed, right, to save their own hides. So they have to come up with something that will be persuasive in order to provide them leniency. Now, Michael Cohen's credibility is a pretty tough question. It's going to be very difficult for him to say, and as I heard Lanny Davis say this morning, and I'm going to talk to him tonight on this story, you know, he said that he had this epiphany when he was watching the president in Helsinki, and he then decided that he wanted to tell the truth. Now, which Michael Cohen do you want to believe? You know, they are going to have to find corroborating evidence mm-hmm. and people who will corroborate his story if they want to be convincing on Michael Cohen's finger pointing at this point.
Very interesting, Helsinki. What about when the 2 weeks later the more sanctions came down on Russia? What about his epiphany when he took on China in trade, which exactly, and moved the embassy? He all of a sudden feels as though it's his patriotic duty to come out and tell this story. Please don't tell me anyone's buying this. Here's Lanny Davis, Cut 10.
We talked very intensely about what caused him to change his mind about Donald Trump. And the only way to put it, it may sound a little bit syrupy, was patriotism and love of country caused him to recognize the danger of this particular president, his lack of suitability to be president of the United States, and his decision, as he said to me late one night, to hit the reset button on his life and his previous loyalty mm-hmm. to such a man that he considered, especially after Helsinki, to be a danger to our country as president of the United States.
Hmm. Not, do you think jail time had anything to do with it?
Do you think that the taxi violations and the millions of dollars that he was in debt and the tax and bank fraud charges that he was up against may have had some influence on his change of heart? Those are all situations of Michael Cohen's own making.
Where's the undeclared lobbying? Remember, I can get you access to the president. He produced nothing, the millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Because he had access to the president. He was upset.
He didn't pay taxes on his income. I mean, no, you don't get away with that. Americans should not get away with that. The fact is that he's in his own canoe, and he's going up the river without a paddle, and he needed to come up with something that was going to be attractive to them and that also might open the door for Robert Mueller to be interested in him again, which could provide even more leniency for him if indeed he comes forward and says President Trump knew about the meeting at Trump Tower. Those are the kind of things that Michael Cohen will find useful to him if indeed he pursues them.
All right, so here are a couple of things. The president's tweeted out his strategy. I'm sure you've seen it. If anyone's looking for a good lawyer, I would strongly suggest that you don't retain the services of Michael Cohen. Okay. I feel very badly for Paul Manafort and his wonderful family. Justice took a 12-year-old tax case, among other things, applied tremendous pressure on him. Unlike Michael Cohen, he refused to break, made up stories and make up stories in order to get a deal. Such respect for a brave man. A large number of counts, 10, could not be decided on in the Manafort case, witch hunt. Lastly, Michael Cohen pled guilty to 2 counts of campaign finance violations that are not a crime. President Obama had a big campaign finance violation and it was easily settled for about $300,000. Mm-hmm. So the president's clearly saying Manafort good, Cohen will be discredited. That's his strategy. Here's what, though, that should concern the president. Paul Manafort's lawyer, after the decision was made by the jury, cut 40.
You may have heard that the jury reached a verdict on only 8 of the 18 counts. On 10 of those counts, they did not reach a verdict. Mr. Manafort is disappointed of not getting acquittals all the way through or a complete hung jury on all counts. He is evaluating all of his options at this point.
What are his options at this point? Wait for the next trial. Unless...
You know, I mean, his next trial, I think, in many ways is going to be more interesting than the one that we just watched in terms of its substance, because the next trial is about working for foreign entities and not declaring yourself as a foreign agent, which is a big problem. I think one of the things that we're going to learn during the course of that trial is how extensive that kind of business is in Washington. You look back at what the president said about wanting to drain the swamp and wanting to eliminate lobbies. We are about to learn about the thousands of people who make their career in Washington basically selling the influence of foreign countries. Now, they have to register to do that, and all of those records exist. Paul Manafort tripped himself up by not filing the papers that he should have filed. He, you know, I mean, they're going to try to prove that he did that wittingly, and that he was trying to be deceptive about who he was representing. That is, I think, going to be a much stickier wicket, ultimately, for Paul Manafort. But look, this stuff, he broke the law. The biggest mistake that he made personally was going to work for the Trump campaign. campaign. Because he, if he hadn't gone to work for the Trump campaign, he wouldn't be in the barrel right now.
He was just looking to get back. And it was
he was
Tom
trying
Barak.
To get back in the game. And it was a huge mistake for him because it unearthed all of this stuff from his prior financial dealings, which were illegal.
And remember what was going on. Ted Cruz was stealing his delegates after he lost the state.
That's right.
So Corey Lewandowski did not have experience. Paul Manafort called up Tom Barak, the president's longtime friend, and said, I'll offer my services for free. So he says, all right, you wrangle delegates. Corey Lewandowski started going to disfavor. He says, let me give you the job for a while. Manafort did some unwise thing, like tell the president, I'll handle the TV interviews. That wasn't good. A couple of weeks later, he was fired. The kids did not like him. A couple of things. He faces a trial later this year in the District of Columbia, I think it's September, on conspiracy against the United States, conspiracy to launder money and make false statements and acting as an unregistered foreign agent for Ukraine.
Yep.
Back in a moment.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's
activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Irvin Schatzmeri composed the theme for this extremely successful spoof of the James Bond spy show fad of the 1960s. During its four-year run, Get Smart won seven Emmys, including three for the inept Agent 86 himself, Maxwell Smart, played by Don Adams. The developers and writers for the first parody to ever hit the top 15 shows of the year were none other than Mel Brooks and Buck Henry.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
A first-degree murder charge was filed today in connection with the disappearance of Molly Tibbetts, who was last seen jogging in Brooklyn, Iowa, on July 18, 2018. A complaint and affidavit names Christian Bahina Rivera, age 24, who resides in rural Poweshiek County, and he has been charged with murder in the first degree.
And just like that, we got an answer to what happened to Molly Tibbetts, and sadly, it was not the answer we wanted. The 20-year-old jogging in Iowa, open field, broad daylight, ends up dead. And it turns out the man, Christian Rivera, 24 years old, an illegal alien, Martha McCallum, for years, working on a farm, for years.
I mean, this story is upsetting on so many levels, but to find out that the person who did it should never have been in this country in the first place, and that they're not really sure how long he's been here, it's so heartbreaking. I mean, this young woman, when you hear the story of what happened to her, that she was running and he was driving alongside of her, then at some point might have been running next to her. She pulled out her phone and said, I'm going to call the police. He recounted this entire story to these officers when they finally figured out who did it. They based it on a video that they saw of her and then a video that showed his car in the vicinity, and then chased her down and left her buried in a cornfield miles away from her home. This should never, never, never have happened to this young woman who should be on her way back to her sophomore year in college.
I mean, to think that you can't jog in Iowa is just the symbolism of that. And then it turns out that he says he blacked out.
Oh, my God.
No one believes that. And number two, I would check a lot of cold cases in the area. It's very hard for me to believe
Absolutely.
That this is the first time he attacked.
Absolutely, Brian. I mean, last night when we were, you know, after we watched the 5 p.m. news conference, which was just so stunning and so heartbreaking and awful. We
thought that would be your lead before the other two court cases, but go ahead.
It was our lead. We started to dig into his past and try to figure out if he has any prior convictions, because it is impossible to believe that this is the first time this guy has done anything like that. I completely agree. Still digging.
A couple other things. People say, well, you know, you keep on blowing up these stories about illegal immigrants and you act like it constantly happens. I don't care what the stats say. And I put my analogy is to drunk driving. Car accidents happen every day because of circumstances. Sometimes your fault, sometimes their fault, sometimes it's the road, sometimes it's lightning in a tree.
Right.
But you can't prevent that. DWIs you can prevent. So you try to prevent what you can. Just because every accident doesn't involve drugs or alcohol, it doesn't mean you try not to stop people from driving with drugs or alcohol.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have no idea how her family feels about his background. I'm sure that's probably not even – it's probably the last thing on their mind right now. They're mourning the loss of their daughter, who they very much hoped would be found alive. And sadly, we now know the truth. But, you know, I can't help – you know, it's when you eliminate anyone who might be able to carry out a crime like this just by the fact that they're here illegally, you drop the population of those who could commit this kind of crime. Now, we all know that not all undocumented immigrants are murderers, obviously. But the fact is that when those two circles cross over, that is what we need to eliminate from this country completely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just can't even imagine when it sinks in for this family to know that he was here. He never should have been here in the first place. It's just heartbreaking.
Watch Martha at 7 o'clock tonight. Sadly, Greg Gutfeld's coming up next. But Martha, last thing. Elizabeth Warren says yesterday, I'm not running for president. She's 72 years old. She's in a struggle. It's not going to be a walk to get 6 more years. Do you believe it?
I never really believe somebody in that position when they say they're not running for president, because we've seen too many people reconsider and change their minds. I think it's interesting that this morning when she was asked about whether or not the president, they should, you know, begin impeachment proceedings if the Democrats win the House, and she's a senator, of course, she kind of soft-pedaled it a little bit. She didn't really want to go down that road, and I just wonder if she's kind of carefully placing all of her chips right now to leave that door open for herself. She certainly acts like a candidate.
Right, and you know she despises the president as much as anybody on Capitol Hill, so she's playing some type of strategy, does not want to alienate everybody. And keep in mind, these Democrats are doing good in special elections because they're running like Republicans, not running like left-wing socialists.
Yeah, she's talking about draining the swamp.
Right. Martha McCallum, not part of the swamp. She's part of our family here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Martha, best
Thank
luck
you,
tonight at 7.
See you tonight.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1970.
The student now goes to college to proclaim rather than to learn.
The lessons of the past are ignored and obliterated in a contemporary antagonism known as the generation gap.
You just go through a phase of wanting to be up there, you know, in the limelight. Well, I'm going through a phase now where I don't want to be in the limelight.
Ding! Ali comes out to meet Frazier, but Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back against father, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings with the left, Ali swings with the right. Look at the kid carry the fight.
Everybody just gathered around, organized. And it was orderly. No kids were out of hand. They just wanted to talk. Two sections throwing tear gas, and the kids were picking up and throwing them back at the cops. And they chased the kids over the hill. The cops were boxing those kids all around them. All of a sudden, cops got trigger happy and shot kids.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. Bonus Track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. What better way to be immortalized as a guitar player on Earth than have a guitar named after you when you're gone? Can you show me guitar makers Gretsch have announced that they will be honoring the late AC/DC legend Malcolm Young with a release of a signature guitar this November. The G6131MY pays homage to Young's famously battle-hardened Gretsch jet named The Beast. Young made the instrument his own by removing two of the three pickups, stripping away the finish, and pounding out some of the hardest and most memorable rhythms the world has ever heard. Malcolm Young's AC/DC bandmate and brother Angus says his brother's tunes were iconic from the second you heard him because of the way his guitar was rigged. Rock on, Brother Malcolm. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Could I just take one opportunity to remind everyone that Michael Cohen has suffered a tragic and difficult experience with his family. He's without resources, and we've set up a website called MichaelCohenTruth.com that we're hoping that he will get some help from the American people so he can continue to tell the truth.
The audience is, they don't know if you're ready to donate, Lanny, but we did check before we went to air. It's got $70,000 in it so far.
Greg Gutfeld, my heart breaks for that sad story of Michael Cohen.
What's it about? I don't get it. It's that's the first I heard about that.
That was Megyn Kelly interviewing him.
Wow.
And the audience, known to be liberal, in New York City on 30 Rock, so groaning because he needs a GoFundMe page so Lanny can get paid for his work.
There was a great GoFundMe page that we publicized about the World War II vet needed a chairlift. I'm for those gun.
Right,
those
that makes sense.
That makes sense. But everybody's got a GoFundMe page. Do you have one? You could use one just for your wardrobe.
And I make it clear, this is for extra money.
Yes.
I don't really need it.
Yes,
I just
don't. It's just for another. It's for your fourth vacation.
Yeah.
And your fourth vacation home.
Right. If I need extra money, can you just give me in
exactly.
case? I just like to know it's there.
I like your GoFundMe page because there's no limit on it.
Right.
It says zero to not enough.
Right.
And that's it. And you just have to keep going.
Hey, Gutfeld Monologues is out. I know people think it isn't. It is out. It's doing extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
It's classic rants from the five. Greg Gutfeld put this together. It's already a New York Times bestseller. And you amended it, too, from your show?
Yes.
From the show?
I criticize everything in there, so it's two books in one. It's like a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup of literature. You have the great monologues, and then you have my commentary on it. It's very important that you purchase this book because Kilmeade's books have done better. And it's time that we reverse
consistently.
That. Yeah, consistently better. Because people like books without personality or character, I found. And so yours, that's why yours explodes. No, I'm joking, actually. Your last book was great, which I read on the plane.
You didn't like it?
I did.
You didn't like the other two?
No, I love them. But can I make a plug for people in Florida? I forgot to bring my notes.
Hey,
but I'm at Books...
Where are you? Books
A
Million?
Books A Million on Saturday, which I think around 7 o'clock. In Kissimmee, I'm at Books A Million, and then I'm at I think it's the Barnes & Noble at the Villages at 2 p.m. So Villages, 2 p.m., Kissimmee, 7 p.m., and then I'm back at Kilmeade's place at midnight for a hot tub.
Well, not a hot tub anymore, because we find in the summer it's always empty. People are hot already.
That is so true.
So, by the way, WDBO listeners, WOKV listeners, the Villages is right nestled between them. We also have a great station in Tampa. So go out and see Greg.
It's worth the drive.
Although, you know, the Villages is literally a community in itself. They have their own radio station, their own television station.
Exactly.
They have their own golf. They have their own people.
They have their own police force.
Right.
And they don't play by the same rules, Brian.
They don't.
Actually, that's a great TV show, The Villages Police Force.
But, you know, there were people, and we know this person, I don't know if I've got permission to say it, that wanted to bring a reality show to The Villages, and they were in talks to do it.
And they did said no?
Ultimately, it wasn't executed, but, you know, a lot of show ideas don't get done.
Yeah, but they remember that show I had about you and me?
Oh, by the way, I got the details.
What?
The Village is Barnes & Noble. It starts at 2 p.m.
Yes.
There are age restrictions. You have to be 90.
Oh, you're insulting my audience, Kilmeade.
No, okay, that's wrong. And then Kissimmee, Books a Million. You started around 7 o'clock, at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
That's 2605 West Osceola Parkway. You want the phone number? 407-552-0077.
Yes. And then I fly back home to be here with you again and everybody at the lovely Fox family.
Have you thought about, you see Sean Hannity in the halls?
Yes.
Do you ever ask him for his plane?
No, once, and he said no.
All right, so it would be good. So we.
By the way, not a fan of private playing. I mean, it's not like I have an. It's not something that's an option for me, really. But I've turned it down from events because I would prefer to fly commercial. I just feel safer. That might be illogical, but I don't like small planes. It bothers me.
Oh, wow.
Same with Juan and I were talking about this. Juan, when he used to go on campaigns as a reporter, just dreaded it. And I've been invited on, like, small planes coming back from speeches, and I'll do it. And I'm just absolutely terrified.
It's so weird. You know, obviously, you know the stats on small planes aren't any different.
Aren't they different?
Well, we've had it. No, it's fine.
Okay.
I just go with that.
All right. Thank you.
All right. But by the way, I mean, well, convenience to be able to have a car pull up to the plane and get off and get on.
And Pete, you know what's funny is when people always have to take a picture of themselves when they get the chance to fly private, they're always they take a selfie in front of the plane. And,
right.
And it's a status thing. It's an Instagram picture.
Let me tell you this story.
Sure. I love
all
stories.
All true. We had a bunch of stops in Florida. I said we could probably double them if we got a deal on a plane. We can go to like five or six cities in one day, or at least three day. So all of a sudden they said, okay, we'll go look for it. I know nothing about private planes, but they go figure it out. So all of a sudden I get the old done. Really? I go, it makes sense? It's done? Really? So we get out of our event. Allison, you're with me. We get our event. And the guy calls up. It's a fine day. He's like, I can't fly. There's a cloud. I'm like, what do you mean you can't fly? He's like, I'm like, we need a plane. He's like, all right. So just
are you sure it wasn't the jerky voice?
Right. He's like, all right. So he's like in a bad mood.
Yeah,
so I show up and he brings me there. He's like, gets there. He's like, you know, if anything goes wrong with these planes, even if it's a little overcast, we can't fly. The next people that bring us up at the next leg, this woman comes walking out. What do I say? I go, the windows are open. I'm like, are you going to roll up these windows?
Uh-huh.
She's like, no, well, we'll see. We'll just turn on the plane. It's a propeller plane.
Wow.
Finally, she tells me. It turns out she's a realtor, and the plane came in a box. And this is a total true story.
This is like, I would back out.
It came
out
from a box. She put it together herself.
I would back out of this immediately. What? Who were the people that arranged this?
I can't tell you because they might be listening.
I know who they were.
Don't.
I won't say. I won't say. But
it wasn't anybody from Fox.
Oh no, but it was an outside group. But anyway, I would not do that. I would not do that. I don't. Life is too important. I don't need to sell books. I don't need to I don't want to put myself.
Well, you'd need to sell books. Let's not give a mixed message. Greg's book is out. Greg Gutfeld Monologues. But they also said this. Another nice plane from Washington. I said, listen, I'd love to be able to stay late to be able to do this, but I get out at 10:30. I got to be at work the next day. They go, we found an affordable plane. They go, great. And then when I got in the plane, I'm sitting next to the pilot.
Yes.
So I can't really relax. I got to talk to him because it's just me and him. I'm right next to him.
No, you know, do you want to hear the worst? Well,
I didn't complain. He's a great guy, but I will say this. And he goes, dude, you're going to love this plane. I go, why? He goes, if something goes wrong, there's a parachute that comes out of the nose. So would that make you nervous? I kind of like that.
So wait, that's a great thing. So the plane is actually part of the parachute.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I love that.
You like that, right?
I love that. Makes me feel safe because I don't want to – because that's like being an astronaut landing in the water.
And it works all the time.
How come I've never heard of this? That's a great thing.
It's a Cirrus.
Do you know
– Cirrus plane?
Do you know there's a great story that floats around the internet about how, like, the toilet situation on these private jets are almost non-existent. In fact, sometimes it's just used as a chair. They put a cushion over the toilet. And so, like, if you have, like, a freelance flight attendant, she'll have to sit in the back on this cushion that is covering this hole. And it's basically no one uses it. It's like the bus. It's like a private bus toilet nobody uses. But there's a great story on the internet, if you ever want to Google it. It's about what happens when a guy had to use the bathroom on a business, he's on a business flight with like six clients. It's a tiny plane, and he had to go. And it's one of the most unbelievable stories you will ever read. I'm not even going to.
I feel terrible already.
Put yourself in this situation of going to a big dinner the night before, partying, having a huge breakfast, and then hopping on a plane with a big thing of coffee, and then all of a sudden they're in the air, and you're like, oh, my God, this is the end of the world. It's a great story, but it's also a lesson for America.
Stop eating and drinking?
No, don't drink coffee before a flight.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness. You always try to make the country better. That's all in the Gutfeld monologues.
It's
because the five, I look forward to them as a rare compliment.
I'm the,
every single day.
I'm the reason you watch,
but
right?
I'm always surprised. I never say that's typical. I know where he's going with that. You always give me a twist because
yes.
You're a deeper thinker.
I try.
It's hard to – and by the way, if you don't – when you're done with Gutfeld monologues and if you want to listen to this radio show, this is what I normally would do.
Right.
I'd go back to a topic. I am sickened by Lanny Davis.
Yeah.
Because he has no interest in his client, Michael Cohen.
But he worked for Hillary Clinton. I mean, we all know where this is going.
Right. This is all vengeance.
Vengeance, yeah.
But Michael Cohen doesn't even come up. Avenatti? Do you think he cares about Stormy Daniels?
No. Okay. The Stormy Daniels thing actually kind of bugs me because I feel like it's extortion. Like, she's mad that she didn't get more money. That's all this
she
is.
She wants her story back. Tell me the story.
I mean, you made a deal. Okay, you can say the deal's unsavory. Hush money's unsavory. But it's still a deal between adults. And they're upset that she probably could have gotten $1 million instead of I don't know how. It's just, to me, it's like I don't care about that stuff at all. But the media cares about it. The media cares about it because it's about undoing an election. They can't – if they can get this scalp, if they can get this president out, that's the biggest story. Why don't you try winning an election instead? You know?
And by the way, he didn't just win the election. He defied the odds and outworked the opponent. He outworked the opponent. It wasn't a great slogan. It wasn't a catchphrase. He wouldn't stop working.
I know. And it's and right now you have a group of people that are they're no longer in denial. I don't know where they are, but they're in peak trigger mode. They are a mess since 2016.
Dick Durbin just is now calling for Brett Kavanaugh to be withdrawn because the president's in legal jeopardy.
Yeah.
So I want you to hear what Lanny Davis says. Tell me if you're buying this. Cut 10.
We talked very intensely about what caused him to change his mind about Donald Trump. And the only way to put it, it may sound a little bit syrupy, was patriotism and love of country caused him to recognize the danger of this particular president, his lack of suitability to be president of the United States, and his decision, as he said to me late one night, to hit the reset button on his life and his previous loyalty to such a man that he considered, especially after Helsinki, to be a danger to our country as President of the United States.
All right, can I ask you a question? Why did you make us sit through that? That was like unbearable.
Because, well, he expects us to buy it.
But I know it's not just that. It was just the whole sound on tape was unbearable.
But Michael Cohen had to reset his life. He was trading on the president's name with pharmaceutical companies.
Okay. You can't be shocked. You have a fixer talking about another fixer. We are in the world of slimy lawyerdom.
Yeah.
And that's what we are. And it's like, so nobody, you can't trust anybody. There's so many bad characters involved in this whole game. And
Outside Omarosa, who can you name?
I don't know.
I mean, leave her at it.
Yeah.
All right. But, I mean, I blame the president for this. He brought these people into our lives.
Yeah.
What is he hiring? Tillerson says, you know what, I didn't know what I was doing as Secretary of State. No kidding. Did that come out in the interview?
I think all of this comes from the fact that no one expected him to win, and possibly including himself. And so when it happened, I think the way he looks at stuff is the way he looks at businesses, which is, I'll get this stuff done. You guys figure out the little stuff, but I got the big picture. I'll take care of it. Let me know how things are going. Oh, yeah, you know, she's not bad. Give her a chance. Give her a shot. Can you find a job for Omarosa? She really helped out in the campaign. That's exactly how he was thinking, but he wasn't thinking that this was actually going to happen until it happened. And now it's like, well, Omarosa was there. Give her a job, loyalty. You know how that whole loyalty thing works until it doesn't work. You know, it's like being in situations where they say, hey, we're like family, until you ask for a raise. And then it's like, well, you know, if you can always go look somewhere else.
Right. That's fine. And the family breaks up forever. My thing is, there's two things that I think that I know you like overarching. You don't like play-by-play. So I'll give you
two
overarching.
You finally figured me out, Kilmeade.
I haven't really said. It's just a theory.
You ask me specific questions.
Just like in your book, you could tell me, you could agree with that theory and then tell me why it's wrong.
Yes.
Before I'm even done with the sentence. So here's my overarching thing. It's on the tip of my tongue. Mm-hmm. My overarching thing, the president promised he was going to hire the best people. He didn't produce when it comes to that. Number two, mm-hmm. you can no longer count on your therapist or your lawyer to keep a secret.
Exactly.
And you should be able to keep a secret with someone. You can't go online. You can't write it down. You can't talk to a lawyer.
Yes.
And you can't talk to a therapist.
No, it's freaking scary, and I can say that because that's not a swear word. But it's scary that everybody's recording stuff. Everybody's recording stuff. So even when you're talking,
Michael Cohen.
Yeah, but even if you're like, if you're in a meeting, let's say you're just in a meeting with anybody, somebody's recording it. And so we have to think about it. We have to go back to the days of the mob where you have to walk out to the woods and have a conversation or exchange notes on paper. I mean, that's how it's going to be because I'm recording you right now, Kilmeade.
No, you're not.
Yes,
are you really?
Yes,
I am. Is that with the microphone? I had no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
And real quick, Don McGahn's another example.
Yeah.
He's sitting with the president, and he says, president evidently saying, you know, why did I hire Sessions? I'd love to fire Sessions.
Yeah.
You know, why did I do this? I got it to do that. Really? Now he's got to talk to Robert Mueller and say, what was the president's mindset?
Yeah. And it's everything.
And you wonder why he's going crazy.
It's everything about how Trump is extremely casual and what he's talking about. So it's like everything becomes an attempt to do something when he's going like, you know what? Be really cool if we did this. And they go, he's trying to do X. It's like, no, he's actually just like, he's just shooting the breeze about everything. I could say terrible things about you one day, Kilmeade, and then nice things the next day, just because I'm shooting the breeze.
And we have it all on tape. So we're going to decide what day was right and what was wrong. Mm-hmm. Hey, Greg, stick around for one more segment. It's called the Gutfeld Monocles.
The Gutfeld Monocles.
It's just
my God.
You have to look through one eye.
You only had to say the title once, you know, and you say monocles.
The Village is Barnes & Noble. I know he won't interrupt me because I have this plug here. The Village is on the 25th. That'll be starting at 2 o'clock. And then also on the 25th, Kiss Me Far is where we go to the Books A Million at 7 o'clock on Osceola Parkway. That's again on the 25th. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekly morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Find it now on FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Download Living the Bream with Shannon Bream.
Brett Baer, welcome to
Living the Bream. I love it.
We thought it was the right level of cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe too much, but
No, that's good.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call us at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
They want to do this thing called fracking because this thing called oil is in the ground. Mm. And they did an environmental study, and the environmental study says you can go ahead and do it. He said, okay, now that I paid for it, I'm not going to anyway. So those people are struggling. While the people of Ohio and Pennsylvania are thriving, he is robbing them of a living and a future simply because he's trying to run for president in 2 years. I find that abhorrent.
You know what? Who else is struggling? Me, as you talk to me without asking a question.
That hurt my
feelings.
That
was the best. That was the best response ever.
On your part. Are you saluting yourself?
I was so happy when I did that because it was like, you know what it was I was so, what were we talking about in that segment?
Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I was just exhausted of the previous segment. But sometimes I just sit there and I go like, okay, what is the most absurd thing I could say?
that is a very good line. Here's another line that I find abhorrent. Cut 52.
That's great.
I want to thank everybody at Huntington, New York at Review. Here's some tape of me at the book. Listen to this.
I don't think I can keep doing this. I'll get very dizzy and I'll fall over. I just wanted to see how big the crowd is. This is definitely bigger than Kill Me.
And the crowd roared?
I did. I use on my speeches you as a public foil all the time. You and Tucker. And it's great because the audience for Fox, it's a relationship. It's not a network. So they see it as a group of people at a high school that they get along with. So when you talk about other people at Fox, it's actually, they love it, especially if it's kind of like, I talk about Lou Dobbs a lot. I just talk, well, Lou and I are hot tubbing. We did make these, people love it because they see Fox as a relationship.
This relationship has to flourish by going to the Villages on the 25th. It's coming up soon, Barnes & Noble, and that'll be at 2 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, he packs up tents and everything. He goes to Kissimmee, Florida, and it books a million. The Gutfeld Monocles.
Monocles. Jesus.
Monologues. Back in a moment. If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/KillMead. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/KillMead. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without...
North State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments, I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Redding area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Redding a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Redding.
KCNR, 1460. You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Senator, war hero, and GOP presidential candidate. Words that describe John McCain, the Arizona senator who died this afternoon at age 81. He just announced that he was stopping his treatment for brain cancer just 2 days ago. SRN News correspondent Linda Kenyon covered McCain on Capitol Hill.
I remember a while back seeing him outside an elevator. I had just finished one of his many books, and I told him I enjoyed it. Senator McCain paused, and rather than get in the elevator, he smiled, and he said, "It is so nice to hear something good. It is so nice," he repeated, "to hear something good." And as the elevator doors opened, he paused before he got inside, offered a bright, toothy smile, a brief bow, and then almost reluctantly, he turned and got inside. And then he was gone.
Funeral arrangements are pending. Federal worker unions are applauding a federal judge's decision to overrule three of the President Trump's executive's orders.
President Trump signed executive orders in May covering collective bargaining rights, grievance procedures, and use of official time. The White House said the overhaul of civil service rules would make it easier to remove poor-performing employees and ensure that taxpayer dollars are used efficiently. But the American Federation of Government Employees, which represents about 700,000 of the approximately 2 million member federal workforce, says it was a direct assault on the legal rights and protections that Congress has guaranteed. Federal law requires the government and federal employee unions to negotiate over such changes. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Ireland's Prime Minister urging Pope Francis to use his office and influence to ensure clergy sex abuse victims receive justice and truth and healing. It's the first papal visit to Ireland since 1979. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-813-1105. 800-813-1105. That's 800-813-1105.
There have been arrests of competing protests near a controversial Confederate statue in North Carolina.
Police say seven people were arrested after shoving, shouting, and at least one punch was thrown during a rally calling for a century-old Confederate statue at the University of North Carolina to be returned 5 days after it was yanked down. School officials say none of the seven arrested were affiliated with the school. The statue, known as Silent Sam, is currently in temporary storage. The university hasn't decided what to do with it.
Wally Hines reporting. The animal rights group PETA has erected a billboard in Baltimore featuring the state crustacean, the blue crab. It has the inscription, "I'm me, not meat." PETA says it's encouraging veganism ahead of September's Baltimore Seafood Festival. You can always check on more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Two police officers in South Carolina shot and killed a man who pointed a crossbow at them as they investigated a report of sexual assault against the man's estranged wife.
Spartanburg County Sheriff's spokesman Lieutenant Kevin Bobo said two deputies tried to get the man to drop the crossbow for 15 minutes, but gunshots were fired when the man pointed the weapon at two more officers as they arrived. The names of the man and the officers haven't been released. Bobo said in a statement, a woman called 911 Friday when her estranged husband came to her home and tried to sexually assault her. Patrick Frost reporting.
Southwest Virginia's Sheriff's Office says deputies fatally shot an armed man in Montgomery County as they responded to a 911 call about a disturbed individual. They found an 18-year-old male with a gun who refused commands to stop and continued moving toward deputies. Now the Virginia State Police are going to investigate. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Supreme Court recently declared unconstitutional California's law mandating pro-life pregnancy centers to promote abortion. The court also rebuked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reasoning in their ruling which upheld California's ban on same-sex attraction counseling for minors.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. It's going to be a big hour. Larry Sabato's here. He knows a lot about politics. At least that's what his resume says. And John Heibusch will be with us. He's the executive director of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute and best-selling author. His latest book is The Second Coming. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
Molly Tippett is now permanently separated from her family. A person came in from Mexico illegally and killed her.
Donald Trump, upset like many Americans, not only the murder of Molly, but the fact that it was preventable. Preventable because an illegal immigrant killed her and dumped her body, had it in his trunk, and then led investigators to it. No doubt about who did it, how he got here, how he was able to stay. That is the focus.
Number two.
Given the events of today, the likelihood of impeachment certainly went up.
He should resign his office or be impeached.
Impeachment implications are now in the air.
There we go. 222 times impeachment was mentioned on the cable networks yesterday. The media frenzy because of Michael Cohen and what he said or didn't say in the deal that he cut in the Southern District of New York. Is there any there?
Number one.
Could I just take one opportunity to remind everyone that Michael Cohen is without resources, and we've set up a website that we're hoping that he will get some help from the American people so he can continue to tell the truth.
And the crowd laughs of Megyn Kelly as Lanny Davis actually wants people to feel bad and give money to Michael Cohen. And guess what? About $100,000 worth of people did that. Incredible. Why are you giving that guy money, and why is Lanny Davis basically begging for it? You know why? Because he's not getting paid. The only way he gets paid is if Michael Cohen has money. He has a GoFundMe page to really fund Lanny Davis. Joining us now is Dr. Larry Sabato. He never asked for money. He appears for free.
And that's true, Brian. I want people to know that. But, you know, I wish I had talked to you before I pledged $1,000 for that GoFundMe page. I had no idea it was going to Lanny Davis. No,
you know, I really fear that too many people are giving money to starving children and not enough to defame lawyers.
Yes, no, I mean, it's hilarious. But you remember the old saying, a fool and his money are soon parted. So if it weren't this, it would be something else.
Right, so his money's gone. Lanny Davis can't get paid. I love the way Lanny Davis says, you know, he really wants to mend his ways by becoming a Democrat. Essentially, he's like mending his ways. He is now against the wall. Wow, that's what Jesus is looking for in terms of redemption.
Well, redemption often happens after one pleads guilty to various charges. You know, there are a lot of people who find Jesus at that moment.
That's what we're looking at now, isn't it, Dr. Sabato? First off, how surreal was yesterday or 2 days ago when we watched Manafort and Michael Cohen, both one being found guilty and the other one cutting a deal? How unbelievable was that?
Well, it's incredible that it happened on the same day. I don't know who coordinates these things, but obviously they don't consider us, Brian.
I know.
We're stressed that day.
And then I need a full-time attorney to disseminate what is actually at stake.
Yes, and then, of course, remember, Duncan Hunter was charged that day, too. Congressman Hunter was charged that day. So there, an awful lot happened in the legal sphere that day, and I just remembered my father was right. He told me to go get a law degree, and I didn't do it. I'd be a lot happier if I did. I'd probably have my own GoFundMe page.
You know what? Yeah, you'd be retaining yourself on a regular basis and be able to fund
your lawyer. I'd be your lawyer, and that means automatically I'd be rich.
Right. We'd have one of these direct deposit things because you couldn't count on me to cut a check. So I go to Crystal Ball, and I'm just seeing like some of the seats that are in contention and where they're leaning, the new rating, the old rating, and the member. And now I want to see Duncan Hunter, safe Republican, the old rating, leans Republican, the new rating. Not only does he not want to quit, he doesn't want to give up his committee seats. They might have to physically take him out, and he and his wife are charged with misusing campaign funds.
Yeah, it's sad. Look, it's a heavily Republican district. Even if it voted Democratic once, I think it would revert very quickly to a Republican the next time. And I have to blame the California law, partly. Their crazy election law does not permit parties to replace their nominees unless they die. And I think that's asking too much, even for these offenses. We don't want to have capital punishment for that. But, you know, when you read that document, I'm sure you've taken a look at it, it is pretty shocking, assuming the things that are charged are true. You know, an indictment is just that. You have to actually have a legal proceeding, and sometimes it turns out the facts are otherwise. But if they are true, you can see why Republicans would want to replace him on the ballot. And, look, I got news for Congressman Hunter. When Speaker Ryan says you're off the committees, you're off the committees. It's that simple.
Even if you're 6'4" and an Army vet?
Yeah, well, you can basically go and sit in the audience, but, you know, you actually cannot be up there asking questions and on the committee and voting if the speaker says you're not supposed to be there.
Well, we do have something else. Mr. Congressman Collins, also an early supporter of the President of the United States. He's been removed from committees. He will not run if Duncan Hunter stays in. What about Collins' district up in Buffalo?
Well, that district, I think, has a pretty good chance of staying Republican because the Republican officials up there, not just Collins, but the people who run the party, have got a way to replace him on the ballot. And another Republican is going to win that district. It's heavily Republican.
Okay.
So, you know, New York law is not helpful either. You really wonder how some of these things were written and why they were written, and probably they were written to protect incumbents or protect the party bosses, and that's true on both sides. But the law in New York is awful, too. It doesn't facilitate the replacement of candidates who get into trouble and who themselves want off. Collins wants to drop off. So they can probably nominate him for some local office, and that is a legitimate excuse under the New York law to get him off the ballot, and then the Republicans could put on somebody else, and that somebody else will probably win.
And now, if the election was today, what happens?
Well, if the election's today, we call the Democrats soft favorites for the House. We say soft because right now, in August, we don't see an enormous Democratic majority. Other people do. You know, they're saying it's going to be 40 or 50 or 60 seats. You know, they see more clearly into the future than my crystal ball does. All we do is count where the districts are right now, and we depend on sources on both sides, private polling as well as public polling, and we have Democrats really just over the 218, somewhere in the 220s. Now, that's close enough, so it could flip back. You know, things happen.
We're seeing that.
I remind people, yeah, especially in these times, about 10 things happen a day. But the Cuban Missile Crisis in the midterms, October of 62, the buildup for the Persian Gulf War in the fall of 1990, and, of course, 9/11, which was so powerful it lasted for more than a year and a half and affected the midterms of 2002. Those three are examples of international events that can occur right in the middle of a fall election and change midterm results. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in September and October and early November. If you do, I want you to tell me. I think you owe that to me because I don't charge you. I don't charge you a penny.
I'm expecting an invoice a decade, so one could be coming up in 2 years.
Exactly.
So here is President Trump yesterday with Ainslie talking about campaign violations, what he's been accused of. Cut 15.
If you look at President Obama, he had a massive campaign violation, but he had a different attorney general. And they viewed it a lot differently. You know, we have somebody that they seem to like to go after, a lot of Republicans. But he settled his very easily. In fact, I put that out fairly recently. So Obama had it. Other people have it. Almost everybody that runs for office has campaign violations. But what Michael Cohen pled to weren't even campaign related. They weren't crimes.
He is right. President Obama did pay over $300,000 in campaign violations, and it has been said that those are usually looked at as jaywalking tickets, you know, campaign violations. Do you look at that? This is Michael Cohen as a jaywalking ticket?
No, I don't, although I'm not going to prejudge the facts as to who knew what and when about the payments to those two women. All right, that the details there matter a lot, and I'm not sure of them, and no one else should be sure of them yet. We don't have enough information. But no, the violations by Obama, as far as I'm concerned, were serious. A $300,000 plus fine is, you know, is not a jaywalking ticket, but it was for late reporting of information that should have been reported on the due dates that are listed in the law. So it was a legitimate fine. They did pay the fine, but that's a very different thing than what's being charged in this case. I know that Cohen pleaded guilty, but that doesn't tell us what President Trump or then candidate Trump knew and when he knew it.
Which will be key. When you look at that, the Mueller investigation, the Cohen situation, the Manafort second trial that's about to come up, as well as we still don't know when Michael Flynn's going to get sentenced. At the same time, the president's trying to fix NAFTA, and he's almost there, reportedly, with Mexico anyway. China's in town. They're trying to renegotiate that. North Korea, they're reapplying sanctions while trying to keep the talks open. There's a lot going on right now, but the best news for the president is the economy's booming.
Yeah, and, you know, I really question the judgment of some of the Republican campaign professionals who are telling us constantly, well, it doesn't matter. We can't find a theme that connects with people. When there's a good economy, people skip on to other issues. My answer to that is that's your job, is to take that good news and to put it in very concrete terms, insert it into advertising, insert it into your political mail pieces, insert it into the candidate speeches, and you make it an issue. You remind people really daily during the campaign of whether you want to say you've never had it so good, great famous political phrase that stretches back to FDR, or you put it in some other way. But it's up to you to do that. You have to do it. You can't expect anybody else to do it, and certainly the opposition isn't going to do it.
So, Dr. Sabato, we've always heard, and I guess Tip O'Neill was one to say it, all politics is local. What the president seems to be trying to do is make it national. He's trying to say, hey, that district in Texas, the one in Ohio, look at me. Do you like me or not? Do you like what's happening or not? And that person is just almost a vehicle to get to Trumpism. Is the president effectively nationalizing the midterm?
Well, he should nationalize it in states and districts that voted for him, particularly the ones that voted substantially for him, because that would help the Republican candidates. It doesn't help in these suburban purple competitive districts where Republicans are having trouble right now, because the more the president looms as the issue, the more likely those districts are to switch to the Democratic candidate. So, as always, it cuts both ways. You can't say flatly nationalizing the election would help Republicans because Trump would be the issue, or nationalizing the elections would hurt the Republicans because Trump would be the issue. It depends.
So Nancy Pelosi's instincts say, do not bring up impeachment. Even if we want to impeach him, do not bring it up. Senator Elizabeth Warren says, no, I'm fine mentioning impeachment. What helps Democrats more?
Well, again, in some districts that are very Democratic, I guess it probably helps the candidates, but they'd win, the Democratic candidates, but they'd win without talking about impeachment. I don't think it's just a mistake not to talk about impeachment during the campaign. I think it's a mistake if the Democrats pursue that. I think the leadership realizes that and doesn't want to do it for two reasons. First of all, there's zero chance of it succeeding. Yes, the House is a simple majority for impeachment, but then it goes to the Senate, and you got to have 67 votes, assuming all 100 senators are voting. You need 67 votes to oust someone who's impeached. Take a look at the Senate roster, even the one that will result in November. The Republicans probably will retain the Senate. They could add seats. Let's say they lose the Senate, and they've got 48 seats. You're going to have a significant chunk of the Republican caucus vote to oust a Republican president who's got 90% support among Republican voters. Do you seriously think that they'll do that? I mean, you can pick out one or two or three Republican senators, but you're going to need, 15 of them, 16, 17, 18, depending on what the count is in the Senate. It's ridiculous. Why would you undertake this? Don't interrupt me, Brian. I'm not through. Why would you do this? I'm kidding you, Brian. Why would you do this if you know it's going to fail in the end? I mean, remember Clinton? They failed to oust him, and it made him more popular.
This is why I didn't put my hand up in your class. I knew you weren't going to call on me. You were just going to keep talking the whole time.
No, I can hear you breathing. You wanted to intervene. Well, I know how you are.
I want to prove that I'm alive because you talk so long.
That's what you do on Fox and Friends, constantly interrupting. I'm not going to let you do it to me.
You are such an angry professor. It's incredible. Dr. Sabato, I really appreciate it. I wish I could have talked more, but I like the information you gave me.
Oh, you've had plenty of time to talk today on television and radio, and I am sending you a bill.
All right,
I am going to send you a bill, and it's in the thousands. I mean, hundreds of thousands.
Address it to Pete.
Get ready.
Address it to Pete. This,
yeah, I'll send it to Pete. Okay.
The producer. He has lots of money. Know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have Michael Cohen pay Pete. So I'm going to you send it to Cohen, and Cohen will give it to Pete.
No, make Pete open up GoFundMe page, and then he can give me whatever he raises.
To be able to pay off what Michael Cohen took out of his credit loan.
Sounds good to me.
I'd like to complicate my life, much like we're witnessing in the national forum. Thanks, Dr. Sabato.
I enjoyed it, Brian.
Same here. When we come back, your calls. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Now it's your turn. Give Brian a call, 866-408-7669.
Our callers are the best.
They're really smart, much smarter than the hosts.
Wait a second.
It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Fox and Friends.
We're waking up America and we're telling them what's going on in the world. And that is such an awesome responsibility, but it's fun. What we're trying to do is not only tell you what's going on, but the backstories.
We're able to tell the folks at home, hey, this is important to you. This is why you need to listen. We have a great, honest conversation about what's happening in the news.
When people meet us, when they see us, they feel like they know us because guess what? They do. The only way to be successful on Fox is to be yourself.
Fox and Friends on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekly morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Find it now on FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Download Lauren Green's Lighthouse Faith.
We sort of think that God has nothing to say about our pain and suffering. God has nothing to say about our sex life. And the truth is that God is very much has spoken to all of these things.
Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
News Talk. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, addresses the Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt that, on March 26, 1979, led to a negotiated peace between the two nations, the first between Israel and any of its Arab neighbors.
The countrysides of both lands are free from the litter and the carnage of a wasteful war. Mothers in Egypt and Israel are not weeping today for their children fallen in senseless battle. The dedication and determination of these two world statesmen have borne fruit. Peace has come to Israel and to Egypt.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I do want to remind you that we'll be having John Highbush in just a moment from the Reagan Library, and he's got a brand new book out. But let's go to Andy. Listen on WOKV. Hey, Andy.
Hey there, Brian. Good morning. Let's talk about this Michael Cohen fellow. Where is the Bar Association? Either the New York Bar Association or the
American his career is over. So what, though? I mean, he just his big story is, what does he know about Trump? What's he making up, and what's he going to give up?
Yeah, well, he violated the attorney-client confidentiality. He secretly recorded his client. I mean, what a scumbag.
Probably. Absolutely, but where do we go from here is the key. Don't worry about his law career. That's not important. Joe, listening to Los Angeles. Joe. All right, let's hold on. Hey, Joe, you're on.
Hey, Brian. Very simple. If Jeff Sessions was doing his job, we would be looking at Democrat indictments and Democrat
I don't know what you're saying, Joe. We're having problems with our phone. So if Jeff Sessions was doing his job, we wouldn't have this problem? Absolutely. In fact, the president even brought that up last night. He said if Jeff Sessions was a real man, it was a man about it, and says, listen, this whole Russia investigation could get big. I'm not going to take the attorney general job. Number one, Jeff Sessions screwed up by not saying he met with Russians. He has a Daily Planner. He's got a full staff. All he has to do is say, guys, they want to know what my background is before I go for my confirmation hearings. Then Al Franken gets to grill him on some interactions he had where were totally innocent. And next thing you know, he recuses himself without telling anybody. And if you had to recuse yourself, if legal experts say, just say, Mr. President, I'm going to take a different job. I know you want to be loyal to me, but let me go to a job in which I can actually serve. John Highbush next.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Pavick of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1989. The Soviet Union leaves Afghanistan.
General Boris Grumov crossed the bridge over the Amu Darya River. This was the final act in the withdrawal of all Soviet armed forces and services from the Republic of Afghanistan.
The government has to show clearly it has abandoned the old Stalinist class struggle approach.
Banishment for life for Pete Rose from baseball is the sad end of a sorry episode.
I gambled on other sports other than baseball. I never gambled on baseball, but I think I'm being punished pretty severely.
So the Oakland A's take a
two-one. Jim Baker, once one of this nation's most powerful televangelists, now faces a lifetime in prison.
300 East Berliners are climbing over the metal fence here towards the Berlin Wall.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. Lawyers advise you should have a will. In Michigan, it can be something you write on your phone. In 2015, Dwayne Horton II committed suicide. The 21-year-old left a handwritten note with instructions on how to find a final farewell on his phone. In that electronic note, he laid out who he wanted to give his possessions to. An uncle was given everything that belonged to Dwayne's father and grandmother. Other stuff would go to a half-sister, but very specifically, he wrote, "Not my mother. She gets nothing." Apparently, they didn't have a good relationship. The mother sued, saying her son didn't leave a will, and therefore, as next of kin, she should control her son's estate. But a lower court ruled, and the Michigan Court of Appeals concurred, the document on Dwayne Horton's phone is a valid and legal will, and his final wishes should be honored. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Brian Kilmeade. If you're streaming, you see Chris Tanto-Paranto actually in studio. A rare occasion. We get the former Ranger, 2nd Battalion, 75th Regiment, security and military consultant and private contractor. Became a national figure, sadly, after an attack in Benghazi. And now we see you all over the channel talking about these glasses and copper fit.
And the copper fit and all that. They work. And if you go, I'll say, everything that I push, everything that I wear or I use, and no, they're great. They're fantastic, and they're $20. I mean, come on, guys.
I just don't know if I'm worthy of it. I don't want people to look at those glasses and thinking, you know, I can actually secure a building.
No, they're not for that. But you know what? You probably could. Look how fit you are, dude. You probably could go clear at least the top three floors, and then after that.
Hold on a second, Chris. How come Pete and Eric never tell me I look fit?
Nobody, sir.
I think he looks great, man. I do. Pete, you look good too, though, buddy.
Right. Well, Pete's past his prime. I'm in the peak here.
I'm in my peak. I'm in my prime. I like that.
All right. So Chris, it's essential to talk to you anyway. I was looking to hunt you down when John Brennan went front and center.
Yeah.
People saying, "Wow, what a heralded career he has had!" And man, who is Donald Trump to take away his security clearance? You've had a different experience.
Yeah. You know, when we came back and from Libya, we actually
where you were a private contractor.
We were contractors. Yeah, we were. Now, that's being said, we were independent contractors, but we were directly hired by the Central Intelligence Agency. We came back as far as the team, me, the teammates, and excluding our two teammates that died, Tyrone Woods and Glenn Doherty. We didn't expect a whole bunch, and you don't expect kudos. You don't do the job to come and say, hey, a lot of attaboys or anything. But you also don't expect to be treated like a redheaded stepchild either. And we came back, and it was a little odd. It was. But, again, we chopped it up to just, hey, you know what? We're agency. We don't need to talk about it. Quiet professionals. So we all of us continued to deploy. And throughout that time frame, you just saw on the media, the news, the story getting misconstrued, even more misinformation. Oh, this is a video. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, wait a second. Yes, it was a protest. And then we're sitting there going, guys, this isn't right.
They're spinning it.
Yeah, exactly. This spin. And so we come back again, and then we're made to sign some non-disclosures again.
At a funeral.
And that was the final straw. We actually had to sign a couple before that as well, which was odd because you don't – they're last for a few years. You don't always sign a non-disclosure, but at the funeral, that was the CIA. And they're notorious for this. They are very passive-aggressive. They are very – hey, guys, we're not going to actually call it as we see it to your face. We're going to kind of just warn you, don't say anything. And during the funeral, that was or the memorial ceremony, the star ceremony at George Bush, the HQ there in Langley.
And what was this? Who was being honored?
Actually, Ronan, they were given a star for if people watch the end of the movie, you'll see a star, end of 13 hours. You'll see a wall with stars, and those are the fallen comrades. Those have fallen in the line of duty representing the Central Intelligence Agency, and that was what it was for, which was contractors usually aren't invited to come back. And we thought it was, hey, you know what, great, come back, but there was nefarious intentions involved.
They wanted to get you together
to basically say, hey, don't talk about this. Be quiet. Don't say anything. Even though it had been almost, I would say, close to probably 6 to 8 months after the attack. Because I just got back from Yemen. I'd been deploying to Sana'a, Yemen, after Libya. Same with Jack Silva, same with D.B. Boone Benton as well. All of us had been in Aden working and continuing to work.
So you went right from Libya to...
We took our 2 months off like we do. You usually get a normal break. I'd been on the job for almost 3 months at that point. And yeah, and then we all just, you know what, like good soldiers do. You know what, they'll figure it out. That's not our business. Let's go back to work. And we started to see the politics and how dirty the agency really was as far as embedded with the deep state.
Because politics has entered the fray. And if you are saying that Al-Qaeda's on the run...
Yeah.
And if you say Al-Qaeda's on the run, but yet they just killed
Americans
and overran our embassy in a conflict that you decided to get involved in as President of the United States, that might be a problem if you're John Brennan, who was once National Security Advisor, who became the head of the CIA.
It makes you look bad, puts egg on your face, and it also doesn't help support. And at that time, I didn't know who he was supporting. I could have cared less which political candidate he was supporting. But as it continued to move on, we saw that he was really in bed with the Obama administration. And again, he was protecting him just like Comey was. I mean, we had the perfect storm of evil leaders at that time. We had Clapper to deal with. We had Comey to deal with. We had Brennan to deal with. You had Hillary Clinton to deal with. Undersecretary Patrick Kennedy. You know, then you had the Commander-in-Chief, Barack Obama. Holy crap. No wonder things were always spun up and misconstrued. It was just unbelievable.
But it seems like all those players, say Patrick Kennedy and the president low profile, are playing a role in making sure this administration doesn't get its feet.
Yeah, and it's going to continue to be like that unless, and we're getting a little bit off subject, but it's going to be like that unless Trump puts in somebody other than Jeff Sessions to start to drop the hammer down on some of these things.
So if people listen right now, we're talking to Chris Tanto-Peranto, and they're saying, well, Chris is just a conservative who happens to be in the military. Tell me how you describe yourself.
You know what, and people don't know this, I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't vote in the election at all. I was never going to be with Hillary, ever. You know, that was my deal. I was actually a supporter for Dr. Carson at the time. That was my guy. I would now granted, I was not going to get out there and let Hillary win the election. I was going to get out there and speak and be on that. But when I came back, he's won me over. He's done things, and he's new to the he's new within D.C. I love it because he's an outsider, and he's changing things, and he's changing things for the better. He has won my support over. So if people want to say, "Oh, you're a Trump lover, you just did this," it's all your anger. No, honestly, when we work overseas, we do not get involved with politics. We don't.
But you need to know you're supported.
Yeah.
You need to know the mission's going to be supported, whether it's overtly or covertly. You know that people have to have your back.
Yeah.
And you, if I'm putting words in your mouth, tell me, you didn't feel as though people had your back.
No, no.
And they were telling the wrong story, and you owed it to the guys who lost their lives to tell the right story.
Well, we owed it to America. You saw we just saw D.C., how big of a cesspool it become. You become oblivious to it when you're just working and you go overseas and working for your working with your brothers. Your job there is, you get in the mind, why am I going? Why am I supporting my country? The politicians, dirty. They're so dirty, and you're just doing it because of the man next to you. But then we started to see, you know what? We have an opportunity to try to fix things that we see wrong in D.C.
Your gut feeling, Gina Haspel in charge, someone who spent a couple of decades working away.
You know what? Again, you know what I love about her is we haven't heard anything. That's what I love. That's the agency. Keep out of politics. Stay out of – keep your partisan views. Keep them to yourself. Protect this country. Do your job. You're doing it for the person next to you. You're not doing it to see who can make president. And that's who I saw. That's what Brennan did. That's what he was trying to do.
How important is it for somebody who's been an operative to run the agency? I don't think that's happened. Maybe once.
Yeah.
As opposed to Leon Panetta, who might be a good guy, but he doesn't know it.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't know the business. Are you torn?
Not really. You're talking about Gina Haspel just being an operative, being in charge?
Working her way up the agency and actually running the CIA as opposed to a political appointee.
No, that's what you need. No, I'm not torn. You need an operative to run the CIA. You don't need a political appointee.
That's what I mean.
And you can just ask me straight up, do you want a politician to run the CIA? No, not at all. You want somebody that's been on the ground. You want a job. Somebody that's been with the Jawbreakers. You want those guys that were back when Afghanistan was first went in. Those are the people you want in charge because they know about putting people out front and putting politics aside, which Brennan didn't do. He
right.
put his politics out front, and he left his people, especially us, to the dogs.
Well, no question, his loyalty was to the president,
yeah.
And sadly, it didn't actually merge with the American people, in my view. So when John Brennan starts saying things like this. I thought this would be a perfect thing to bounce off you. So he's running the CIA. He gets out and gets a contract to go on television. Listen.
Donald Trump has badly sullied the reputation of the office of the presidency with his invective, with his constant disregard, I think, for human decency.
I think there's a big question, first of all, in terms of those who are on Mr. Trump's national security team, whether they can continue to serve in good conscience an individual who basically betrayed his nation. I think he's afraid of the president of Russia.
Why?
Well, I think one can speculate as to why, that the Russians may have something on him personally.
Mr. Trump continues to have his ignorance of the facts or willful disregard of them.
This is a very large and painful national kidney stone. The relief we feel afterward is going to be just exhilarating.
So I find that totally inappropriate. Chris, as somebody who's as a ranger who does private contracting in some dangerous situations, is that the way a former CIA director should be talking?
No, former CIA, go off in the distance right away. You did your job. You did a great job, if you actually did a great job. But at least be quiet. Go enjoy your life now. Don't get out there and keep pushing politics. But it just verifies and validates that he was a partisan director and he was a left-wing supporting partisan director. He wasn't for the agency.
If I'm hiring a CIA guy that used to head up the CIA, and I know they have a national security clearance, and they say things to the effect of the president is compromised by Vladimir Putin, it's not a pundit.
No.
You think that he has access to information.
Yes.
That it carries much more weight.
And
the president said they've had it with this.
Well, and he did leak information. He did lie to Congress. That's revoking a security clearance right there. I mean, just the stuff he did, black and white, should have revoked his security clearance. He shouldn't have complained about it. But then going above and beyond, like you said, even more so, it just validates that the president did the right thing by revoking that security clearance.
So the president, in his own inimitable way, said this about Clapper and Brennan, the last soundbite.
I have no confidence in a guy like Brennan. I think he's a total lowlife. I have no confidence in Clapper. I certainly don't have confidence in past people. You look at what's happened. Take a look at all of the shenanigans that have gone on. Very hard to have confidence in that group.
And you say that, and they can't believe you talking about him like this. How dare you?
I love that the president can say that, and he's willing to. He's not willing to play politics and do that PC crap that you saw with the other presidents. He is a leader. He's a leader because that's in his bones. He's a leader because he's been successful in business. He's not a leader because he was elected as president and somebody said, you know, here, like Barack Obama's not a leader. I'm sorry, he's not. Now, that being said, when we were working and he was a president, did we go out like Clapper? Did we go out like Brent? We continued to do our jobs. After we were left behind to die, what did we do? We shut our mouths and we went back and did our jobs and said nothing, even though we knew that politics played a part in us being left to die. And then you got Brennan up here crying like a baby.
And Chris, the fact is, the same president said ISIS was the JV team. You can put a Laker jersey, and it doesn't make him on anybody. Yeah. It doesn't make him on a JV player, but it doesn't make him Kobe Bryant. And he's the same one who pulled out all our troops out of Iraq. Yeah. The surge worked, and all those people that died making the surge work, they looked at that and must be saying, wait a second, I don't have my son or daughter or husband or wife, and it was all all evaporated.
All gone.
Because he had a campaign promise to keep.
He had to do it. And people like myself that were in Iraq from 2004, I have 2 years, 2004, 2005, where I saw things being done. You know, do I think we should have been in there to begin with? Probably not, I'll be honest with you. But after we did, we kept guys there, and we started to make that country better.
And you adjusted. Yes. You changed tactics to make it work. The American story is the wrong generals in the beginning, the wrong tactics when we start, and you guys fix it on the fly.
The best laid plan always goes to, don't beep this, I won't swear, I promise. The best laid plan also always goes to crap. It's the guys on the ground that are able to adjust on the fly to make it a success. That's what makes it successful. And then special operations community, believe me, there hasn't been a plan that we put in that we did it from this is how it's going to start, this is how it's going to end. There's always some little unknown variable that's going to get thrown in that's going to jack that plan up. The ability to adjust on the fly and make it successful is what makes us American. It makes us patriotic.
All right, Chris Tanto-Paranto is here. When we come back, you're uniquely qualified to answer this question. Is it time for a private force in Afghanistan? Eric Prince sat in your seat of Blackwater, former Navy SEAL, and said yes. What does Chris say? We'll find out when we come back on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce
reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. PALS Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. PALS Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
A few CIA and soft guys backed by air power working with the Afghan tribes decimated the Taliban in a matter of weeks. When we went to a very conventional approach, effectively repeating the Soviet battle plan, we've gone backwards ever since. And we've spent hundreds of billions, if multiple trillions of dollars. Thousands of Americans have died. And we're not good at unconventional war with a very conventional military.
So that was beginning of Eric Prince pitching his plan again like he did in 2017, the former Blackwater Navy SEAL, saying, I want to go in there with private contractors. I want to put private contractors who are all special ops guys and NATO members. I want to put them in the Afghan force and embed them in for good and stay there. Because right now, one of the things that bothers Eric most is after 9 months, the guys are rotated out. And then it takes a couple of months for the new units to get used to it. And after that, they're rotated out. So there's no consistency. With us in studio, if you're watching the stream, you know him, Chris Tonto Peranto. Chris, you know Eric Prince. You were in the military as a Ranger, and you're out of the military as a contractor.
And worked with Blackwater when they were relatively new.
You have a rough idea of what he's presenting. What do you think?
I agree with him. Special ops are extremely important, especially in a area like Afghanistan, because of the terrain itself, because of the high mountainous terrain, because of the cold weather you get, but then also you get the heat down south. But just the rough areas you go into, and then you have to develop the rapport. Special ops troops are better suited for that kind of warfare than conventional units, and that's he's spot on. And I do agree with him. I agree wholeheartedly with him. And we just need more special ops troops or contractors that have that special operations experience.
So when I talked to Senator Lindsey Graham about it, and the people accuse him of being a hawk. He wants to stay in Iraq, and he wants to stay in Syria, and he wants to stay in Afghanistan. When I called him up to say, hey, I have Eric Prince the next day, what do you think? He said, Brian, wrong decision. It'll send the wrong message to our allies and to the Afghanis that we're out of there, that we're just leaving mercenaries behind. You know the Afghans. You know the Iraqis. You were there.
Yeah. We were never looked at as mercenaries. Again, you got to, are you going to believe a politician? You're going to believe a Navy SEAL. And that's where we get in trouble. Listen to the guys that actually have the experience. Don't listen to a career politician that may have saw stuff from his 80,000-foot view watching on social media or been involved in the boardrooms with it and having other politicians tell him
just
what
know he was
do.
In the military as a colonel and as a JAG officer. Right, but he's not you.
There
I
you go.
It.
Good. Then go read your law books and tell us what's legal and what's not to do over in Afghanistan. And then, but as far as the guys on the ground, special ops guys on the ground, you listen to a Navy SEAL, and he's spot on. He's right. Eric's right. Lindsey Graham's wrong.
Here is what Lindsey Graham said. I'm very familiar with the absurd idea of to withdraw American forces from Afghanistan and turn it over to a mercenary force. This idea has been postponed and rejected, proposed and rejected in the past for the single simple reason there is no mercenary force capable of defending America's national security interest and our homeland better than the men and women of the U.S. military. Chris.
Military? We're all U.S. military regardless anyway. What? I took off a Ranger uniform. I'm no longer a Ranger. When I was overseas, when I was working in Benghazi, when I was working in Afghanistan, Yemen, Iraq, because I'm wearing civilian clothes and I don't have that scroll on my – and I still have the scroll on my arm because I don't have it on my clothes. I'm no longer in the military. We hold the same standards. Unlike people that go to D.C. that lose the standards when they get out of the military or whatever job they had before and they get in that cesspool. Military people, when we're working, we do not. We serve and we work with our brothers, and we'll do what our country asks us to do. I just told you. 8 years under Obama, I did what I was told to do. I did what I was asked to do, even though I may not have agreed with it or questioned it. That was my job. And this is coming from what Lindsey Graham would consider a mercenary. I guess I'm a mercenary, but I'm telling you right now that we would go overseas. If that was our job to do, was to help the Afghanis, that's what we would do. And that's what I did for 3 years, regardless, going into Kabul and Kandahar and all those other places I worked in Afghanistan.
But you're doing it for American interests, too.
You're doing it for American interests. We're not mercenaries. A mercenary works for another country. We are working for the United States. I am not a mercenary.
How great was this half hour?
This is fantastic.
It's intense, right?
We never get this much time.
I know.
That's fantastic.
Chris, thanks so much. If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.